This is a WCLT sports presentation.
Here he goes.
It's time for the high school football game of the week.
He's got a man open.
On Kate 98.7.
High school.
Tonight's game is brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lickie Memorial Health Systems, Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center, Lashley Tractor Sales, Mike's Roofing, and Win Waste Innovations.
Touchdown.
This is high school football on Kate 98.7.
Welcome to the Battle of Broad Street as the Watkins Memorial Warriors entertain the Hornets of Licking Heights. Hi, everybody. Brian Mays, Garrett Wanda. Welcome to South of Pataskala for this arch rival matchup between these two local schools. Licking Heights comes in with a record of 3-5, 1-2 in the LCL Buckeye. They took care of Mount Vernon last week on the road, 14-7. Watkins has won two straight after starting the season with 6 straight losses. They took care of Zanesville last week, 41-6. They are 2-1 in the LCL Buckeye. And Garrett, one of our favorite players that we didn't think we would be able to see tonight, we got word here right before we came on the air that a star player for the Hornets is probably going to be in action and ready to go.
Yeah, talk about Jake LaPinto. Robert Morris commits, the most talented player on this Licking Heights roster. We saw him back in week one when they took on Newark. He was a kind of the lone bright spot for him in that game. Plays both sides of the ball, kind of that linebacker, running back position. He is just an absolute force, whether he's tackling you or to bring down. But, yeah, metal plate in his jaws, what the word is on the street. And, I mean, it takes guts to come out and play a contact sport with that type of injury. So I'm just hoping, you know, we saw, you know, Mikey Hess last week, kind of in a similar situation, you know, battling through an injury, trying to play against Heath, you know, just after that first play had to be subbed out. Hopefully, don't have a similar situation here today with LaPinto. Hopefully, he can play through it and doesn't aggravate the injury further. But I think that just shows you, too, just the magnitude of the rivalry between both of these teams here tonight that he's battling through, you know, despite, you know, already being committed to Robert Morris next year. Now he's about this week trying to take down Watkins Memorial.
When the team found out this morning, there was a lot of jubilation and emotion, and it probably just did give them a swing like, we've got a real shot if Jake's going to be in this ballgame. However, Watkins is playing much better football than the start of the season. They gave Granville all they wanted a couple of weeks ago, and again, we've seen this team. There is talent there. Mm-hmm. If they start to put it together, they can beat just about anybody.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, both these teams, we're both talking, kind of figuring out their identities, right, when we saw them play. You know, clearly both these teams have very talented players. It's just, you know, figuring out your identity. Really specifically, I'd say, offensively. Watkins, you know, when we saw them against Granville, they were in it really up until that fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And then kind of that, was it on the kickoff fumble? Or
it was a running play.
Yeah,
after the
right after the kickoff, they fumbled. And it was a scoop and score, which kind of put that one away. And then the whole light malfunction there at the stadium there in Granville. But, you know, they bounced back since. They've won two straight. And I was kind of saying, you know, after that Granville game, if they were able to stay on that pace, there's a good chance, you know, they could win out and still finish 4-6, which I think, you know, this is probably their toughest test left here in the regular season going against this Licking Heights team.
Should be a good one between the Hornets and the Warriors. When we return on our pregame show, we'll hear from both head coaches, starting with Licking Heights head coach Austin Drewyer, and then follow that up with Darren Waters from Watkins Memorial. That's next, as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
It's time to ride. This is Jeff from the Toy Store in Thornville. Come see us for savings of up to $3,000 on select Polaris side-by-sides and $1,500 savings on Polaris Sportsman models. Financing special is up to 5.99% for 84 months for qualified buyers. Now's the time to ride, so come visit us at the Toy Store or at PolarisTheToyStore.com. Family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Choose us as your hometown dealer for your next outdoor adventure, and we'll see you on the trails.
Coaches often explain a loss by saying their players failed to protect the quarterback.
What is that?
Protecting your assets is important in life as it is in football. I'm Brett Boyer from Boyer Insurance, and our team is here to provide the coverage for your life's fumbles. So if your zone gets flooded or an employee injures their backfield, You can recover. Stay on the ball with the help of our team at Boyer Insurance in Zanesville and Coshocton and online at BoyerINS.com.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on KATE 98.7.
Coach, it's definitely been an up and down year with you and your ball club. A lot of tough games and some heartbreaking losses, but you got a close win last week against Mount Vernon. I know you're banged up. Just for all the thoughts of your ball club heading into this rival matchup with Watkins.
We're obviously very excited. And we feel like we're starting to turn the ship back around the right way. We feel like we're 24 seconds away from having two more wins. You know, we obviously gave up the go-ahead score against Buckeye Valley with 19 seconds left and the go-ahead score against Licking Valley with 5 seconds left. You know, and that disappointment hurt, but I think we've done a really good job. Our kids have done a good job of staying together and moving past it. You know, and I thought we played well, as well as we could against Granville, given all of our injuries, you know, playing our third quarterback, who really isn't even our third quarterback in a way. And I feel like it's put us in a good opportunity going into this week. I think it allows us to be really excited. I mean, anytime you play Watkins, you know, you can throw out the records and, you know, it's going to be a good game.
Well, and I wanted to let you know, I spoke to Coach Hinton after your game against Granville. He was so complimentary of you and your program because he knew how banged up you guys were. And he said they gave everything they had and then some. So peers don't share that much information, but I thought for him to mention that to me says a lot about you, your coaching staff, and your players to just keep fighting through what's, you know, again, like you said, a couple seconds away from victories, but to have that mentality still fighting, gotta make you feel good about what the outsiders are seeing from your program.
Yeah, and Coach Hinton specifically, you know, I coached with Bunkle for a number of years, and so anyone with a last name Hinton, I'm going to respect their opinion when it comes to high school football. And so, yeah, I appreciate everything that he said. You know, Coach Hinton up there at Granville, he's a great guy and a good football coach. But, yeah, I think it's good that we're getting some of that recognition, because going into that Granville game, it was very easy to say, Jacob Pino's out, quarterback, you know, our starting quarterback had been out since Buckeye Valley, and then our backup quarterback's now out. You know, it was very, very easy for our kids to phone it in, you know, but it was a 7-0 game for a lot of it. You know, even their last touchdown came very late in the game. You know, we had a touchdown called back. So, you know, the fight that our kids have is pretty special.
Who has impressed you in this time of adversity that maybe stepped up and has shown you more than what you wanted? Or maybe it's a certain, you know, offensive line, defensive linebackers, but any player or particular area that has really impressed you the second half of the season?
Well, there have been quite a few. I think it starts with our offensive line. I mean, those guys have been intact all year. We did lose our center, but, you know, they haven't missed a beat. You know, we thought Mount Vernon was really physical, and they helped carry us. Simeon Chapogunlai, he has really, you know, not missed a beat as a starting running back. You know, he's getting more carries, you know, with Jake out. You know, but he had 99 against Granville. He had over 100 last week and a touchdown. And then also we've had some freshmen step in. Some of the injuries have affected us defensively. You know, the domino effect has been two freshmen. We basically started two freshmen against Mount Vernon, Robert Talbert and Tip Davis. And Robert came up with two of the biggest plays of the game. He had a sack early on and an interception in the second half, 9 or 10 tackles from a free safety position. So, and that's not even all the kids I could mention.
So the rival matchup coming up with Watkins, they seem to be on the upswing as well. What impresses you early on in the week about the Warriors, Coach?
Yeah, well, the thing that stands out is they've got great skill. They've got good receivers. They've got a creative quarterback. You know, he makes some plays like Patrick Mahomes sometimes where he's kind of scrambling around, staying alive, and he'll find a guy downfield. It's going to be a challenge for us to cover for a long time. And really try to match their skill. And then obviously, you know, defensively, we think they're pretty good up front and in the box. They got good linebackers, maybe some of the best linebackers that we'll face this year. So we got to make sure we account for them, you know, in our run game and our pass game and not let them wreck things.
Is there any concern when rival matchups, because sometimes you have to temper that emotion leading into Friday night's game because it's such a a rival matchup, and everybody's so into these games that happen once a year, and again, both communities are so into it?
I think a little bit. I think our kids have done a good job in the past of focusing on the game plan, focusing on the details, and that kind of helps early in the week. And then Friday night, the emotion will take care of itself. So I think just given the week, you know, and obviously the kids see more with social media now, you know, there's more, they know each other, you know, they see each other outside of school. So, you know, there's a little bit of that that you can't really control. But as far as when they're here, just kind of keeping them focused on the details and then letting the emotion on Friday kind of handle itself is kind of how we approach it.
Coach, thanks so much. Good luck against the Warriors Friday night.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it.
2-6, Mark. We talked about the brutal non-conference schedule that you had, that overall the mindset of this ball club right now as you get ready for your matchup with Lickin' Heights.
Well, I think the mindset is we try to win every day, regardless of the week. You know, we talk about it doesn't matter who we're playing. The most important thing is how we play. But today, a little bit of the conversation was also know the situation. You know, and this is a rivalry game. It's important to our community. And I don't think there's going to be any problem motivating these guys this week.
No question about that. And you want to start playing better football the second half of the season and also get yourself healthy and things as well. So overall, are you seeing the rise that you'd like to see with this ball club?
I think from the even if you look at the Hartley game and you're watching film, from the Hartley game until this point, we can point to where we've gotten better every week. You know, I'm not one to make excuses. You are what your record says you are. But I think one of the important things with any team is that you see progress as you're moving through the season. And these guys have done exactly that.
Obviously, there's been adversity. And you always wonder how youngsters and young guys will step up to the plate. And I know reading a couple of your quotes in the paper, you've really never had that concern with this ball club.
No, not at all. You know, we try to do a good job of making sure during our camp and during our two-a-days, everybody's getting a ton of reps and understand what the system is, and they all have access to the same learning tools as far as watching video and access to playbooks and things of that nature. And I think I've seen some of our older guys this year do a better job of pulling the younger guys under their wing and answering questions. Regardless of our record is what it says we are, this has been a great team to coach. And I really enjoy working with this senior class. They're program kids, and they care about each other, and it shows.
One area that sometimes we overlook, the coaching staff also has a lot of importance and responsibility in whatever area that they're coaching to make sure those players are staying fresh, staying focused on what needs to do. So I thought maybe just give you a moment to talk about your coaching staff and the job they've done.
No, I think I try to hold my coaching staff to as high or higher standard than we expect from our players. And we try to put an emphasis on each week bringing the energy that we want to see from our guys. And I know another thing that's been a point of emphasis for us is paying attention to detail and the little things and, you know, trying to push kids beyond what they think they're capable at their position. I think I'm blessed to be in a situation where I'm surrounded with a lot of good coaches who they care about kids a lot. They love the program, and they know football.
You've been a part of this on both sides, and I believe the last 10 meetings, it's 5-5 between both. So you talk about evenly matched. Just your thoughts about it going in.
As you mentioned, you know, both of us have dealt with our fair share of injuries this year, but that's something a lot of teams have to deal with.
Right.
You know, and then I think you just look at how you bring your other players along. I think that when you look at the game as a whole, over the years, it's proved to be a pretty evenly matched game. We were really excited when we brought it back a while ago, and I feel like it's been great for the community. And then, you know, I think this year it's not really any different. And I know this sounds like coach talk, but I think in the games like this, you can throw records out a lot of the time because there is a different emotion to it. There is a different feel to it. There's a different familiarity to it that I think just allows really both teams maybe to play at a higher level than what they have been.
And I've asked the players this, but, you know, also from a coaching standpoint with the community, because everybody looks at this game. I mean, it is Ohio State, Michigan, whatever you want to call it. I mean, both sides want to win this one badly. And can you keep that pressure off of the players a little bit? Because you know they're going to hear it when they go to the store or do it, whatever, but can you keep it just focused on the game and not listen to that outside noise?
One of the things that we discuss, and we haven't talked about this week yet, but it's that everything outside the game is for everyone else. We get to enjoy our efforts during the week. We get to enjoy seeing ourselves continue to improve. And if all things turn in the right direction, hopefully things go the right way for us on Friday night, and we get to enjoy that. But the outside noise and all the other, like you mentioned, social media and those types of things, that's for everybody else. You want to try to keep a singular focus on the task at hand.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
Lucart Heating and Cooling has the experience, knowledge, professionalism, and quality service you'd expect from a Lennox Premier dealer. This earned distinction means you receive outstanding installation, maintenance, and service on your home's heating and cooling system from Lucart Heating and Cooling. Visit us online at lucartheating.com to learn more about how we can make your home's air perfect with financing on a new qualifying Lennox system. Ohio License 38151.
Turn your trash into a win with Win Waste Innovations. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Building on the legacy of Waste Away and Adkins Disposal, our team in Heath delivers custom waste solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by 7-day-a-week customer service. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on K98.7.
As we get ready for kickoff tonight here in Watkins between the Warriors and Licking Heights, both teams coming out of their respective locker rooms at the exact same time. There was no bad blood, which is good, but they both... It's very interesting to see how they want this and need this badly. Last year, Watkins won at Licking Heights by a final of 30-20. And as we mentioned in the pregame show, it's 5-5 in the last 10 meetings, but Watkins has won 4 of the last 5 contests. So both teams are out on the field getting ready. We will have the playing of our national anthem here shortly, and then it'll be a kickoff between two arch rivals, the Hornets and the Warriors. And now we'll get ready for the playing of our national anthem.
We ask gentlemen to remove your hat for the playing of our national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner.
Before we get underway, let's pause for station identification. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle, and how dare you think that we almost would forget to praise Mother Nature on another beautiful Friday night here in Licking County. Just absolutely gorgeous. The sun sets, zero wind, and it should be just perfect conditions for the Warriors and the Hornets. What do you think the keys are tonight, Garrett?
I think for Licking Heights, they need to establish the rushing attack like they have been for the majority of the season. You know, for example, last week against Mount Vernon, they won the game with only 14 passing yards, right? And obviously, a big key to that, Jake LaPinto. We mentioned, you know, he's playing with the injury, metal plate in his jaw. So I think, you know, just how available he is, you know, how many reps he's going to get is going to be really important. Then, of course, for Watkins, I think, you know, everyone hears about Jaden Ricketts. You know, he's got an offer from OSU, multiple D1 offers. But you can't forget, it too, about John Apple on the lining up on the other side of him. So I think the receiving core for Watkins, getting those guys the ball, just getting in the ball, not necessarily hitting deep shots, just giving them the ball and opportunities to make guys miss in the open field is going to be the keys for them on offense.
Watkins will get the ball to start this contest, and they will go left to right in this first quarter. Licking Heights will kick things away. Again, the Hornets come in 3-5, 1-2 in the LCL Buckeye, and Watkins 2-6, but 2-1 in the LCL Buckeye. And depending on what happens tonight, some couple other games, week 10 could be very, very interesting for both of these ball clubs. Also, Heights is 13th in Division 2, Region 7, and Watkins 16th, the final spot in Division 1, Region 3. 16 get in. There's 17 teams in the region. You do the math. A win tonight pretty much locks it up for the Warriors. We are underway, and it is a short kick that will be fielded across the 30-yard line, and Watkins will have pretty good field position to start their opening possession with Drew Samsel, who we've seen over the last couple of years, definitely a hot and cold quarterback, I think you would say.
Yeah, he's coming in with 1,069 passing yards, 11 touchdowns, 4 interceptions. But yeah, you know, he can be inconsistent at times, you know, and I think it's just about getting off to the right start with him, getting confidence built up in him. And, you know, like we mentioned, he gets plenty of weapons to work with, but also establishing the running game, which has been hard for them to do this year, will take some pressure off.
In the gun, Samson will keep it, roll out, and he's got a man open and gets across the 44-yard line to about the 45. Should be enough for a first down. And that catch is made, I think, by one of the tight ends.
I think it's Trent Johnson on that one.
And guess who made the tackle for Licking Heights?
Our man, LaPinto.
LaPinto. He's in there and ready to go. But it is a first down for Watkins up to the 45-yard line. And here's the handoff to Apel on the left side, midfield, 45, turns on the afterburners, and we'll get to the Hornets' 43-yard line. Should be enough for another first down.
Yeah, nice little jet sweep that time, just motioning over Apel, giving him the ball. And, you know, that's what I like to see out of this Watkins offense, you know, giving the ball to your two most skilled players on offense with Apel and Ricketts, you know, not necessarily needing to throw it downfield every single time, but, you know, putting them in motion, making the defense keep their eyes on them at all times, and maybe just, you know, giving the ball in the running game.
Two plays, get 24 yards. Samsel is in trouble, and he will be hit behind the line of scrimmage, and the sack does work for the Hornets defense.
Yeah, nice job that time by applying pressure by the Hornets. Offensive line just kind of collapsed that time. Didn't think they even really necessarily brought pressure. Offensive line just kind of collapsed, and there was nowhere for Samson to even go with that one.
Loss of 2 on the play will make it second down and 12. For the Warriors, just underway, 10 minutes, 55 seconds, opening stanza. Warriors and the Hornets, Battle of Broad Street. Trips come out to the far side. One out to the near side on the second down and 12 for the Warriors. Here's the handoff to JoJo Tolliver. We really liked him in the Granville game. I thought he ran very hard. And he gets a positive pickup to about the original line of scrimmage, but it will be third and long.
Yeah, he's going to have to be big tonight if they want to take down the Hornets here in the battle for Broad Street. You need to establish a nice running game. I think, obviously, too, that just that opens a lot up for Samsel, too, not only throwing but running as well, because he's a dual-threat quarterback. He likes, you know, making defenders move, and they like running, I think, like the read option, which we saw a lot in Granville, which worked a lot for him.
Third and 10, Samsel in the gun. Back to throw. Now Hill will run. He's at the 40, a lot of running room. Slides down at the 31, and that should be enough again for a Warrior first down.
Yeah, looks like they brought... It was a three-man rush, kind of laid pressure on Samsel, so there was no one to really spy and look over him. So I think the spy kind of came in and blitzed. So when that happened, Samsel identified it, able to pick up the first down. Nice job right there.
So third down conversion, a third and long conversion of 11 yards. Puts it at the Hornet 32-yard line. First and 10 there for Watkins. And that's Tolliver. Pretty good push by the line that time. He'll get inside the 30 and a solid pickup on first down.
Yeah, for the most part, the Warriors have been doing a pretty good job winning the line of scrimmage here on this opening drive. They've been able to get Samsel some good time to work and also a good job of run blocking here as well.
Give him five, so it'll be second and five at the Hornets' 27-yard line. As you can expect, a great crowd on both sides. Pretty much filled up on the home and visitor side for this arch rival matchup. Left side it goes to Tolliver, and after an initial surge, he's stonewalled, I think, a bit short of that first down marker. Probably maybe about 3 yards shy, so third and three.
Yeah, nice plays right there on first and second down. I like it. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. It may not be the most exciting thing in the world, just, you know, two straight rounds right up the middle, but it keeps you on schedule, and now you're set with a very manageable third and one. Playbook's wide open. It's probably four down territory, too, so you got two plays here.
More progress than I thought it would be. Triple I behind Samsel on third and a long one. Almost a bad handoff, but it does work, and they get the first down and more, taking it inside the 15, then going inside the 10-yard line. That was Braden Waldron, and the senior, see if they mark it right at the 10, and if it's going to be first and goal, it looks like it will be.
Yeah, Waldron, a bit more of a power back style, standing 5'10", 5'10", 210. So, yeah, he was able to just, you know, get in there, pick up that 1 yard and much more, actually, just powering through and breaking tackles there. So, yeah, this is a really good opening drive here by the Warriors.
To the 9, it's first and goal there. Here's the handoff, and not much running room that time on the right side. See who carried the ball. That was Waldron once again. And that's at least, I believe, if I'm doing quick math here, the fourth play of 10 yards or more on this drive, and three of those on the ground.
Yeah, they've been doing a great job of running the football here. And, I mean, to be honest, I mean, with how short you are, you only need about 3 yards here. We run the same formation, might run and see the same play.
Here's the handoff, and a good push again from the 5-yard line down to about the 3. Carrier that time was Graham Smith, his first carry, and it will be at the 3, so third and goal from there on this drive that's now coming up on about 5 minutes as we're at 7:12 on these first quarter clock.
Yeah, and too, what I like about, you know, just running the football and being able to slowly go downfield, you start dominating time of possession, which may not be a huge deal right now, but as the game goes on, if your offense holds the ball for the majority of the game, wears down that defensive line.
Third and goal, handoff Waldron, and they're going to say he is short, just inches away from the goal line. It will be under a yard to go here on fourth down and goal. Obviously, Coach Waters and the Warriors offense will go for it here. Fourth down, just inside the 1, 6.5 to play, opening drive of this quarter. Fans come to their feet, triple I behind Samsel on fourth down and goal. And it's a handoff to the fullback, and I do not see a signal. I think he could be short. Warriors are saying touchdown, but no signal from the official until now.
Oh.
You could not get a later call than that for a touchdown. I'd say that was a good 15 seconds after. 10 seconds at least.
That was a very delayed call. It was hard to see where he was. He was initially stood up, right, at that line of scrimmage. And then they kind of let the play go on for a few seconds. I think maybe it was that second effort. He maybe inched their way in.
Extra point is up, and it is no good. 6:19 remains first quarter. 6-0 Watkins. Listening to the high school football game of the week on K98.7.
Hot shingles need nailed? We admit that our advertising is raising a few eyebrows, but that's the point. At Mike's Roofing, we want you to think about your roof, your windows, and your siding. Paying attention to these things can make a big difference in the value of your home. A small change today can pay for itself in energy savings tomorrow. Mike's Roofing is Licking County proud, voted by their customers to pass 4 years the best of the best. Best roofer, cider, and window company. Hot shingles need nailed? MikesRoofing.net.
When getting the job done right is job one, you need construction equipment that's built right. From compact track loaders to the world's number one selling compact excavator, the Kubota construction lineup features durable Kubota engines, more comfort, and the versatility to do it all and do it right. Visit your local Kubota dealer today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on K98.7.
Kickoff returned to the Licking Heights 30-yard line, and that's where they will have their opening possession. 12-play, 67-yard drive, 11 of those plays on the ground, capped off by, I think we'll call it a controversial fourth and goal from the run. Roscoe Pascal gets it into the end zone. The extra point is missed, so it's 6-0 Watkins, and Heights has the ball to start their opening drive here from their 30-yard line. They will rotate quarterbacks in, and the handoff goes to the 34-yard line. First quarterback in for Heights is J.J. Shackelford. We'll see him and Grady Stevens both running as Jalen Fillmore is still out, the starting quarterback for Heights.
Yeah, and it just makes, you know, Lapinto's presence so much more important here tonight. And just the rushing attack overall, they need to try to, it's hard to keep that defense honest, you know, but with throwing and running the football, just with the situation they're in.
Shackelford in trouble, rolls to the right, now looking for someone, and he fires it downfield, and it will fall incomplete. Lapinto is in the backfield as a running back, but that pass incomplete so quickly, and I mean quickly, it's 3rd and 7.
Yeah, and a 3 and out after giving up that long drive that almost took up half of the first quarter would be killer for the Hornets here. So, yeah, I mean, it's still early in this game, still in the first quarter, but this is a really big third down conversion here for Licking Heights, just to, you know, try to not give a huge, you know, swing of momentum back to the Warriors.
So 3rd and 7. Shackelford stays in at quarterback. Gets the snap, almost bobbles it. Now he's got to run for his life. And I mean, really run for his life. Back to the 25, lobs it up and knocked away and incomplete. Do we have a flag down? The way those whistles are sounding,
yeah,
it sure
like
likes it.
Set the line.
Lead a man downfield, yep. So it will be exactly what you said. They did not need a 3 and out.
No, yeah, that's, I mean, we'll see how, you know, Watkins responds offensively here. But, you know, if they draw up something similar, are able to drive down the field, you know, take a huge, you know, chunk out of that clock and put some more points on the board, that's, it's just not good because it is, both these teams, it seems like, are going to be primarily running the football. But although we did see two passing plays right there by the Hornets.
Which I'm surprised by.
Yeah, I think that's kind of situation. Maybe you're just trying to, maybe just overthinking it a little bit. You're saying, obviously, Watkins is going to come out and, you know, full sell against the run. But obviously, I don't think it really paid off in a situation like that. You know, if Lapinto is good and is feeling good and ready to go, you just need to try to feed him and try to just keep those chains moving as much as you can.
And he actually is set to punt it away when we return to action. Heights has to call a timeout as they were missing one of their linemen in punt formation. Don't forget, you can take the game with you with our free app. Download WCLT Radio at the Apple App Store and Google Play Store. And you're streaming the game on Kate 98.7. Week number 9. Fastest 10 weeks in all of sports, the high school football regular season. And Lupito is back, standing at his 23-yard line. And Watkins has a couple of defenders standing inside the 30. But we'll have to wait a little bit longer due to our broadcast partners with their timeout. I said that as politically nice as I could, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, you know how it goes, right? If you watch football on Saturdays and Sundays.
Load up on the snacks and beverages, because you're going to need them. Looks like we're just about ready here. And we are. Fourth down. Here's a snap, and Lupito gets it away. Kick will bounce at the 30, take a Heights bounce inside the 25-yard line. Now come back and actually spin back to the 26, and that's where Watkins will have its second possession after really effectively moving the ball down the field on possession number one.
Yeah, and if I was Watkins, I mean, don't need to do anything too different here on this drive. I'd still try to establish the run here. And just try to, you know, get a nice long drive down the field here, because if you're able to do that, take a lot of time off the clock, get another touchdown on the board. I mean, I know it's early in this game, but which is how both these teams are playing. I mean, that the Warriors could kind of start to run away with it if they can score on this drive.
Looks like we're set to go. They'll officially put it at the 27. First and 10 there for Watkins, looking for their third straight victory after starting the season with six straight losses. So they can pull it around and get four wins to end the year. What a job by Coach Waters and his staff. But we'll see what happens. Just getting underway here in Watkins. Here's the handoff to Ricketts on the left side. And he cuts it back upfield. Here he goes. 40, midfield, 40, fifth gear. I don't think anybody's going to get him. It's a house call. Jaden Ricketts, just like that, 74 yards officially to the house. And Watkins goes up 12-0. Speed kills.
Yep. I was about to say, once he gets in that second level of the defense untouched, you can just forget about it, right? Yeah, you can see why he's got some D1 offers right there with the speed on display. But, I mean, I just like the play call, you know, just bringing him in motion, a little jet sweep. They did something similar with Apple on their previous possession, where it was also another big play. Not as quite as successful as that, but just putting the ball in your athlete's hands, good things happen.
It looks like they will go for two after missing the extra point. After the first touchdown, triple I behind Samsel. See if they try to power this one in. They will hand it off to Tolliver, and he's in no problem. That's demoralizing right there. And it now makes the score 14-0 with 5:01 in the opening quarter. So one play, 74 yards. And that's about the first time we've seen Ricketts get into open space. And I got to give him credit for that cut, because it looked like Licking Heights had him on the outside. He made one cut, and that was it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yeah, he's a tremendous athlete. And, yeah, that was the first time we really got to see his, you know, top speed and his full athleticism, I think, there on display. So, yeah, I mean, you obviously got to keep an eye on him, but got to give credit, too, to that offensive line. I mean, he basically broke through that second level basically untouched, right? He made a few cuts, made some guys miss, but that's going to be expected of him. If you're looking Heights, you just got to try to do a better job of trying to get some penetration on that offensive line.
Were you like me and pictured him just briefly in scarlet and gray running down the middle of the field?
Yep.
Because that looked nice. I mean, he just took himself away from about four defenders who were kind of right there, but no chance when he got in the open field. 14-0 Watkins. Line drive kick will be fielded at the 15-yard line, and not much there. Got across the 20 to the 21-yard line. So it's gut check time early for the Hornets.
Yeah, absolutely. Kind of the worst fear has come true so far in this game for Licking Heights is how this game started. You know, giving a back-to-back touchdown drives and a three and out on your first drive. So, yeah, you do need to figure out a way to move the ball here on this drive and honestly try to put some points on the board here, try to stop the bleeding, because so far your defense hasn't been able to do anything to stop that rushing attack from the Warriors.
13 plays for the Warriors offense, 12 on the ground. Shackelford stays in. Lopinto is out on this first down play and looking for some running room, and there just isn't much there. And that was Sami Ogolani, and he's their top rusher at the moment, with Lopinto being sidelined the last couple of weeks, but he didn't find any room there. Loses two, second and 12.
Yeah, so far it just... the Hornets just losing the battle on the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball very clearly here, and that's just kind of been the story so far this game, why they find themselves down 14 to nothing.
Second and 12. Two wideouts both to each side on the second down play, and Shackelford will roll out. Again, he's got pressure. Throws it off his back foot, and catch is made, and getting a big first down for the Hornets. See who made the catch there. If you get it before me, just blurt it out. Want to say that was 28?
Yeah, it's hard to see the numbers with those uniforms.
I'm going to go with Maurice Davis.
Yeah, that's probably right.
Well, he gets a huge pickup all the way up to the Hornets 48-yard line, their first down. That could have gone either way. That could have easily been intercepted, but they do get it. Here's the handoff to Oluwani, and he will get about 1 yard on that first down play. But again, Shackelford just did kind of throw that up, and his receiver made a play.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me. It's kind of the schoolyard plays, right? Yep. He's just kind of rolling out. Pocket collapses. He's kind of just running for his life. He's just kind of pointing out where he wants his receivers to go. Be like, hey, guys, this way. And kind of just lob that one up and hope for the best, and it worked out that time. But that's not something you really want to rely on to, you know, consistently get you down the field.
1 yard pickup, second and 9. I think Lopinto's just taking this series off, which is understandable. Here's the pitch to Oluwani, and he's got nothing to do. He tries to make something out of nothing and actually did an outstanding job getting back to the line of scrimmage and making it 3rd and 9.
Yeah, I was going to say, fortunate that that wasn't a 2 or 3 yard loss. He was actually initially hit in the backfield but able to break a tackle. So, yeah, still about 3rd and 8, 3rd and 9 here. Another 3rd and long situation that, you know, this Licking Heights offense really wants to try to stay out of. So, we'll see what they do. I'm expecting some sort of rollout, you know, kind of chaos play that we've seen for the majority of these passing plays. But I think it's just important that offensive line needs to try to get as much time as possible.
And they're not going to get the playoff. They're going to have to burn their second timeout. And they do with 2:20 in this opening quarter. Heights has to use their second timeout on this 3rd and 9, trailing 14 to nothing. Here in the first quarter. Well, we talked about it being week 9. You can get all the scores tonight on the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show with Mark Bruce and Lee Waller. They'll give you all the conference updates, playoff predictions, see who's in, who might be out, and all that coming up 9 to 11 on the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show on our sister station, T100. Looks like possibly 7 to 8 teams in the county are going to be in, or at least on the bubble at the moment. There is one team that has clinched, and that would be the Newark Wildcats. They are locked in Division I postseason play no matter what happens the next 2 weeks. But the Cats going for their first winning season since 2006 with either a win tonight over Reynoldsburg or at home next week against arch rival Lancaster. Back to live action. 3rd and 9 here from Watkins for the Licking Heights Hornets at their 49-yard line. Two wideouts to each side. Shackelford to throw. This time he's got some decent time, and he is looking long downfield and caught inside the 10-yard line. What a beautiful catch. And the catch made by, I think, the other quarterback, Grady Stevens. He goes up. And that was a tremendous catch. 1st and goal, Hornets.
A little quarterback-to-quarterback connection right there. Yeah, he just launched that one downfield. Decent throw, but an even better catch. Really, two defenders all over him, and he just went up and over him. And that was a huge catch and a huge third down conversion.
How about 40 yards on that pickup? First and goal. And here's Olulani trying to get to the right side. Breaks one tackle, and touchdown, Hornets. Right back in this one. Two unbelievable catches, and then Olulani takes it along the right sideline for pay dirt. And just like that, we've got a ball game.
Yeah, they needed that bad. And, yeah, that score is huge. That keeps them in this game, gets some confidence in this offense. But, yeah, I mean, it was all really set up by that huge third down conversion pitch and catch. I mean, coming back, you know, depending on how this game plays out, that may be play of the game.
It really might be. Extra point set to try here by Alex Arthurs. And what do we got? Are they going to reset the play clock? Yep, that's what they're going to need to do. So plenty of time now for them to set up this point after for Arthurs. He's ready. High snap, and it's going to be muffed and nothing doing. So we've had two botched extra point attempts, but still 14-6. Watkins now with the lead after a six-play 79-yard drive when it looked like they were dead in the water. But you throw it up
to
see what happens.
Yeah, that's kind of the summary of that drive, to be honest. Because, yeah, both of their big gainers were just kind of you throw it up and hope for the best. So I know I said you can't really rely on that, and I'm sticking by it, but as long as it's working, you got, I guess, kind of stick with it. If you're Heights, the good thing is too, though, you know, getting those, you know, deep passes downfield complete. We'll see how that Watkins defense adjusts. You know, the safeties might be starting to, you know, play a little bit more back. They may not be as, you know, hard sell on the run. So maybe he's going to help their running game on their ensuing drive.
And I'm sure Watkins is thinking, we easily could have got a pick on either one of those plays. And yet, now it's a one-score game at 14-7. You always see quirky things in rival matchups, one way or another. And we're starting to see it early here at Watkins. Hornets kick it off. It's a little pooch kick, and that's going to bounce. This could get interesting, but good job by the Warriors to recover that. That was an excellent pooch kick. It was right in no man's land, and if that is bobbled a little bit, Hornets have a great chance of getting the ball, but Watkins will reclaim possession, and they will have it at their 34-yard line.
Yeah, kind of a little surprise onside there, but Warriors fortunate to come up with that one. We set up a pretty good field position again.
Leading 14-7, they've had the ball twice, and they have scored twice. And here's the handoff to Tolliver, looking to make something happen. He's hit hard. He does spin for about a yard, but that was a very tough one-yard pickup.
Yeah, and that's what the Hornets need to start to do here on defense, is start to eliminate that one, start winning the line of scrimmage. You can kind of see, you know, they got some momentum after that big touchdown drive. There's a little bit more pep in the step out of that defense.
Have an injured Warrior down on the field at the moment, and they're tending to him with a minute 33 remaining in this first quarter. 14-6, Watkins leading Licking Heights. And the injured player is Luke Bortner, but he is able to get up, but will need assistance to get to the sidelines. Probably a potential ankle injury right there. And see, with beautiful nights like this, who needs a dome stadium?
Right.
Oh, wait. A team that doesn't deserve one. There you go.
Yeah, no argument from me.
I guarantee you there was more excitement last night at Progressive Field than there will be all season long with their home games.
You're probably right.
I'm very confident on that. Samsa running for his life now on 2nd and 9. He will be sacked back at the 20-yard line. Garrett, this game has completely changed.
Yeah, and it was really, I mean, yeah, that huge third down conversion that really changed the momentum of this one. And, yeah, Sam's right there just holding on to the ball too long, trying to make something happen with his feet, which is what we've seen out of him the past couple of years, one of his flaws. He was dual-threat quarterback. You know, sometimes he can turn those broken plays into big gains, and then other times, like we just saw, they can result in big losses.
So now it is third and 21, under a minute to play. This is where I think you look for Ricketts and see if he can make something happen. We'll see what the Warriors decide to do. Samsel will roll out. Got some pressure. Fires and almost intercepted. I'm not sure if that was for Ricketts or Apel. It was in between both of them, but it falls to the turf. And now fourth and long for the Warriors. And the Hornets should have pretty good field position coming out of this.
Yeah, they should, especially after the sack there. So, that sack kind of derailed all the momentum that Watkins had going on that drive. But, yeah, great response that time by the Hornets. Just got the touchdown, and then they forced a three and out.
Braden Windangle will set to punt it away for the Warriors. Good high kick. Will bounce at the 45, take a Warrior bounce. He fielded it at the 35. That was risky, but he does hold on to it after letting it bounce. And the Hornets will have it at the 36 with 27 seconds remaining in this first quarter. That was risky.
Yeah, you usually don't see that too often, and when you do, it usually doesn't bode well for the returner, but fortunate to save probably about 5 yards there of field position by not letting that one take another bounce there. But Hornets up with really good field position once again. And now, even though they're down in this game, feels like the Warriors on their heels a little bit, which is how these past few possessions have gone.
Lovinto is back in. Shackelford remains at quarterback. Have trips to the near side. Shackelford will throw. Rolling right. Pumps, fires, man, wide open. And getting way into Hornets territory at the 40, 30, and down to the 25-yard line. Making the catch, that's Jaden Edwards. You said they had 14 passing yards last week, correct?
Yep.
All right.
Different this week.
It sure is. Wow. Give him almost 41 yards on that pass play, down to the 24.
Yeah, and that time I think it was just a broken zone that time by the Warriors because there's two receivers on that area of the field with just one defender responsible for him.
First quarter comes to an end, and what a win we've had. 14-6, Watkins leads. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on K98.7.
I don't know how I'm going to get this project finished. Wrenches keep breaking, the lawnmower just cut my extension cords, and I could really use a skid steer loader.
Go to the ER.
What are you talking about, honey? Go to the ER.
Go to the ER.
Go to the ER? But I'm not hurt, just frustrated.
Not the emergency room. Go to ER. Weekend Warrior Equipment Rental for all the tools and help you need. Equipment and pricing listed at WWERohio.com or stop in at Weekend Warrior Equipment Rental in Thornville.
How far do you have to go to get expert surgical care? To have access to state-of-the-art minimally invasive technologies? To be treated by top-notch surgeons you can trust? Turns out, you don't have to go far at all, because right here at Knox Community Hospital, we can treat a wide range of conditions, from gallbladder to breast cancer surgeries. And we've assembled a team of expert surgeons who can get you back home sooner than you ever thought possible. Learn more at kch.org.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on K98.7.
We're back here at Watkins starting the second quarter. Warriors on senior night leading the Hornets 14-6, but Licking Heights, after scoring on their last possession, driving once again through the airwaves, and they have it first and 10 at Watkins' 24-yard line. Already in this game, the Hornets have three plays passing of 25 yards or more. Nobody, and I mean nobody outside the Heights offensive group, saw this one coming.
No, yeah. I've I've been shocked with how effective they've been able to move the ball through the air and, you know, caught luck or whatever, but it's been effective.
First and 10. Shackelford, sure enough, throwing again. Now this time, he pumps once. He's got Lopinto just a little bit too long in the back of the end zone. He did break free, but it does fall to the turf, incomplete, second and 10.
Yeah, just a nice little route. He ran out from the backfield. Nobody matched up with him from that Watkins defense. He was wide open, just a little bit overthrown that time from him. But, yeah, that was basically a free touchdown. That pass was just on target.
So second and 10. I really thought he was going to keep it and run Shackelford, but at the last minute he saw Jake break free, but just let him a little bit too long. So second and 10. Lopinto, the lone back behind Shackelford, and he will get the handoff. Looking for something, and of course you've got to gang tackle him, which four Warriors do for little to no gain. So here's a third and long, and I think depending on what you get here on third down, you're looking at four down territory.
Yeah, you're probably looking at two downs here to pick up these 9 yards, so you don't necessarily need to get it all here. The important thing is, you know, just put yourself in a situation to go for it here on fourth down. So don't, you know, throw an incompletion, take a sack, try to get some positive yards in some way.
They'll say he lost a yard, so third and 11 from the 25. Lopinto will be on Shackelford's right shoulder on this third and long. Back to throw. Pretty good protection. Looking over the middle and incomplete. That was in the danger zone. Could have been caught, but also very easily intercepted. So now you've got fourth and 11. Tough call for the Hornets offensive coaching staff right here.
Right, yeah. I mean, it depends how confident you are in your field goal kicker, but if you think your field goal kicker's really got no shot, there's no point of really really punting it here. Just try to go for it and try to, you know, get a first down. Worst case scenario, you know, just pick up a few yards, just help out the field position.
Fourth and 11 from the Warrior 25-yard line. Two wideouts to each side with Lopinto on the backfield. Shackelford to throw. He's got pressure. Fires over the middle, and that one does fall incomplete. Had to release it before he wanted to with pressure coming in that time by Sam Crum. And incomplete turnover on down. So the Warriors' defense, after definitely being on their heels, does respond and gets the ball back to their offense.
Yeah, after giving up another big passing play, that's a good response by the Warriors. Yeah, Crum just kind of came in unblocked that time and just was able to lay a hit on him, which I think probably affected that throw.
So here comes Watkins after going three and out on their last drive. First and 10 from their 25-yard line. Samsel. Here's the handoff to Tolliver. And JoJo gets about a couple. I still think he's going to be a pretty good one before he's done.
Yeah, we saw him have a pretty good game against Granville. He's having a solid game here again tonight. Yeah, and too, I mean, he's surrounded by some really good athletes here on this team. They're trying to get him going here. He had a really good opening drive, but since then has been quiet.
Give him two on that one, so second and 8 from the 27. Ricketts comes out here to the far side. April comes in motion, and I think we're going to have too much motion. Maybe JoJo started a little bit too early from his running back position, but it will be a false start, so second and 8 becomes second and 13, and neither one of these offenses really great behind the sticks.
No, yeah, those false starts are killers. Yeah, like you said, for both these teams, which are kind of, you know, take what you give kind of teams when you're looking at their offense, so... But yeah, they're trying to run that kind of jet sweep play again, this time for April. We saw, obviously, on that second drive, they gave it to Ricketts, and he was able to go 74 yards to the house. So I think you can just keep working those in, and also eventually, you know, set that play up for a play action.
Now they're going to do it again. This time Ricketts gets it, looking for a block, makes another cut, and did a pretty good job to get as much as he could on that one. Up to the 28-yard line, and definitely now third and manageable.
Yeah, nice job that time by Ricketts, picking up those penalty yards back.
and a little bit more. He's going to come out, though, for this third down play. So someone else is going to have to step up and make a play here on third and long.
We saw him touch the ball more in this first quarter and second quarter than we did almost the entire Granville game.
Right, yeah. They were trying to do wide receiver screens more in that Granville game, but Samson wasn't able to really get the ball in Ricketts' hands at all. So I like what they're doing a lot better here tonight.
Third down, Samson, the throw. Pressure. Gets a lead from one man. Fires over the middle, and he had a man open. Cody York just a tick behind him. But Cody would probably tell you, I got to catch that. He was wide open at the 45, but it falls incomplete. And it's another three and out here for the Warriors.
Yeah, they've gone pretty cold here after scoring on those first two drives. But it's good adjustment, too, from that Licking Heights defense and that defensive line. They're bringing pressure there at that time on third down. Sam still under pressure, which made him throw that pass not as accurately as he wanted.
Win Nagel. Looking to punt it to the middle of the field, and I think it was touched by a Hornet, but they fell on it. Oh, my goodness. He had three players around it, and they were able to recover it. That could have been disastrous.
Yeah.
I'm surprised it wasn't disastrous.
Yeah, the play kind of went. It looked like it was going to end up with Watkins getting the possession back, but fortunate Hornets able to fall on that one. They're set with a decent field position here once again. But yeah, I'd like to see them, we've seen the passing attack, whatnot, but I'd like to see them get the rushing game a little bit more established here, because I think long term, if they want to win this game, they can't solely rely on picking up these huge passing plays downfield.
Here's Ogallani, and had a little bit of a hole, but it got closed quickly as he gets across the 35 to the 36, and he is very slow. In fact, he's not gotten up yet. He's sitting upright, but not getting up yet.
Yeah, I think he got kind of stunned there as he went up the middle. Like you said, it was a hole, but quickly kind of swallowed up. He got licked there pretty good, so maybe just a little shaken up. Hopefully, I just need to take a few plays off here.
Walking off to the sidelines under his own power, so that is a very good thing. So give him two and make it second down and eight from the Hornets' 38-yard line. 8:18 remains second quarter, and now the officials get together to discuss something. And now I think we're ready to go. As usual, we have no idea what they were talking about.
Yeah, my guess, maybe a clock issue. But
he's trying to fix his mic to tell us. No idea. Gives Watkins a chance to substitute one of their players in. Well, if they had to talk to the bots about time, they are not doing it. No clue, my friend. No clue. Second down and eight. 8:45 remains second quarter. 14-6. Watkins leads Licking Heights. Shackelford hands it off. Lapinto breaks two tackles, and here he goes. 40, midfield, 40, 30, 25, 20. The truck takes it inside and barrels down just outside the 10-yard line. Welcome back, Jake Lapinto.
Yeah, he was looking pretty good on that one.
I'd say so.
Yeah, nice job, though, because initially he was running towards the right side of the field. It got kind of swollen up. He changed directions, went to the left side, and it was wide open. And I kind of would have liked to just see him keep going down that left side and maybe try to get that one into the end zone. But still, great run right there. Sets him out just outside the 10.
At the 12, he gets the handoff on the left side, makes another cut. We do have a flag come in. It looks like it might be a hold after that 48-yard scamper by number 45. We'll see what this flag is, and that is a hold. Ugh, you just get down to the 12-yard line knocking on the door, and now you're going to have first and long.
Yeah, and especially when you get so close to the goal lines, these holding calls and whatnot, they hit extra hard here in these situations like this. So, but this is second straight drive. They've got it in here in Warriors territory now.
was in the red zone momentarily, now backed up from the penalty. You got to try to convert this possession here into points.
Back to the 22-yard line. It's first and 20. Lopinto comes in motion, and it's going to be a pass out to him, but that was covered well by the Warriors. I think you just everybody kind of saw that one coming, and no pickup of any positive yardage that time for the Hornets.
Yeah, it's kind of a delayed halfback screen to Lopinto that time. And yeah, like you said, it seemed like the Warriors knew that one was coming and blew that one up for no gain.
They'll give them a one-yard loss. So after having first and 10 at the 12, now you're looking at second and 21 from the 23. Ouch. Trips go to the near side on this second down. Shackelford to throw. Pressure. Rolls to his left. In a lot of trouble and gets sacked back at the 30-yard line. Rocco Pascal, who scored the first touchdown, gets a huge sack. And it is third.
Ooh, we could be up to the country mile.
I think so.
I think we might be there. It could be third and 30.
Yeah, it's going to be close. But, yeah, taking a sack in a situation like that is just absolutely brutal. I mean, you need to figure out a way here on third down just to give yourself a shot here on fourth down. Yeah, third and what, 34?
Long way to go. See if they get the playoff here, and they just do. And here's a pitch, and Oluwani, pretty good run, gets down to the 20. Unfortunately, you're still looking at fourth down and about 18 from the 20-yard line with 6 minutes remaining in the second quarter. And you're right, back-to-back drives down here, and if you don't get any points, that really hurts.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, too, the first down markers are at the two, 1.5-yard line, so it's basically a goal-to-go situation, but they're going to send the field goal kicker out there this time.
So this will be a 37-yarder for Arthurs. Here's the snap. Kick on the way. Plenty of leg. And he booms it through. 5.5 minutes remain in the second quarter. It's Watkins 14, Licking Heights 9. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Hi, it's Caitlin with Elliott Heating and Cooling. We're proud to serve Licking County and the surrounding areas. We offer free consultations for new equipment, and we service all makes and models of existing equipment. We're a premier Armstrong Air dealer, offering a 10-year parts and labor warranty on all Armstrong Air installations. Call in to ask about our 10-10-10, 10-year parts warranty, 10-year labor warranty, and an option for 10-year financing. Check out our website at ElliottHeating.com. At Elliott Heating and Cooling, we're proud to serve our community.
Attention, veterans and families in the Pataskala area. The Licking County Veterans Service Commission is proud to announce a new way to serve you better. A remote office right in your neighborhood at the BMV in Pataskala is now open. On Tuesdays and Wednesdays, from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., we are here for you. I'm Adam Reed, a dedicated expert with 7 years of experience at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission, ready to help you with your compensation, pension claims, and solving any other concerns you may have. Reach us today by calling 740-670-5430 at the Licking County Veterans Service Commission.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Licky Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
7. Sam Crum catches the pooch kick once again, handles it no problem, and Watkins Memorial will have the ball at their 34-yard line after solid drive by Licking Heights, led by the 48-yard run by Jake Lopinto. After a holding penalty and a couple of negative plays, they still are able to get points. 37-yard field goal made by Alex Arthurs, and that makes it 14-9. Very, very important to get points out of that drive.
Yeah, absolutely. Getting down on that side of the field, back-to-back drives, no points would have been pretty demoralizing. So good response there by the Hornets.
Samson to throw. Fires. Catch made. And getting the catch for a good pickup is Dylan Kennedy, the tight end, which you don't see many tight ends catching balls in high school football, but he's right there to catch that slant in, and
it will be enough, 10 yards for a first down, which Watkins desperately needed after back-to-back three and outs.
Yeah, nice little just quick slant there across the middle and get some confidence back in Samsel here.
First and 10. Here's Tolliver. Good hole up the middle across midfield, and he will take it more for a touch. I should say a first down, and he gets into Licking Heights territory all the way down to the 41. So back-to-back first downs for the Warriors, and they're driving quickly.
Yeah, trying to get back, I think, to what they're doing on that opening drive. Just a little bit of a, I mean, they primarily run the football, but also, you know, showing that they aren't afraid to, you know, throw some short passes to mix it in and keep that defense honest as well.
15 yards on that pickup, so they're at the Licking Heights 41. Samsel to throw, and the pass too far for April. Are they calling a backwards pass? No, they're going to say incomplete, so second down and 10.
Yeah, I was trying to set up a wide receiver screen that time, but the Hornets snuffed that one out and falls incomplete, so... You know, that's what, kind of what we saw against Granville. They were trying to do those wide receiver screens, but they weren't able to, you know, get it in the hands of their receivers that much. So, I mean, you ran it one time, it didn't work. You don't need to throw it out completely. But I think the way those, you know, those jet sweeps have been working, I'd just rather see them run those.
Samson to throw, and it's tipped at the line. And Heights is saying they intercepted it, and they did. At their 39-yard line, ball batted up in the air, and the first turnover of the game is a big one. Licking Heights will take over at their 39 with 4.5 to play, second quarter.
Yeah, that's a huge interception right there. Just a heads-up play. Yeah, I believe that one intercepted by one of the defensive linemen, so usually don't get an opportunity too much to intercept balls. One of those big guys up front, so nice heads-up play, keeping your hands up. Good things usually happen, whether it's a tip or an interception that time.
Hornets with a chance to take the lead if they can score a touchdown on this drive. Olawani breaks it outside, but he's not going to get much yardage there. Maybe back to the line of scrimmage. Pascoe again comes in to tackle him.
Yeah, nice gain that time, first down. Just a few yards there. Keeps you a little bit ahead of schedule. And you know, if you play this right, if you're the Hornets, it's kind of perfect scenario here. A little over 4 minutes left. Could run this clock all the way down and, you know, hopefully put this one in the end zone. You know, take the lead right before halftime, and then you get the ball, too, to start the second half.
Second down and 10. 3:55 remains before the break. 14-9. Watkins leads Licking Heights in this arch-rival matchup. Shackelford looking deep. He's got a man open. Catch is made at the 20. Down inside the 15-yard line. No passing my foot. Alex Arthurs, who just kicked the 37-yard field goal, hauls it in. And for the third straight possession, Licking Heights knocking on the door.
Yeah, I mean, it's just when you think, all right, well, maybe they're going to ease up off the pass, right? No, they're keeping their foot on the gas when it comes to throwing the ball downfield, and it's been pretty accurate balls here, too. I mean, they may have found something special here.
Here's the handoff. Olawani gets through one tackler and will take it inside the 10 for about a 3-yard pickup. 3 minutes, 12 seconds, second quarter. 14-9 Watkins.
Yeah, and, you know, third trip kind of down here, second trip in the red zone, back-to-back. You would really like to see the Hornets, you know, top this drive off with a touchdown.
That was 47 yards on that pass play. Unbelievable. This time, Shackelford will keep it. Nothing doing, and he will try to stretch forward, maybe back to the line of scrimmage, but you're third and long here again. So Watkins defense stiffens up when it needs to, as we are now down to 2:35 remaining second quarter.
Well, I guess when you can't throw a 40-yard pass, things get a little bit hard for the Hornets offense. But yeah, they can't pick up a first down here. What will be interesting to see, you know, depending on what happens on this third down, Watkins may elect to use a timeout here. See if they get the ball back with a little bit of time.
Third down. Here's the pitch to Olawani, and Watkins is right there. He will, again, get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. So it's going to be fourth down and about six. And officials stop play. We have a couple of linemen down, but they are now back up, so they should be good to go. And we'll see if a timeout is called by Watkins, and it is. So we'll take one as well. 2:02 remains. Second quarter, 14-9 Watkins. Listen to the High School Football Game of the Week on Tate 98.7.
B&K Drive-Thru in Somerset is the place to go for fuel. Premium snacks like Hunt Brothers Pizza, subs and appetizers, and cold drinks. And you can treat your four-legged friends, too. They carry Primo, Showtime, Sunglow, and Performance Feeds. They also stock Diamond Dog Food. And if that weren't enough, they're your neighborhood Marathon gas station. When it's time to feed your crew or fuel your vehicle, stop by B&K Drive-Thru, 403 East Main Street in Somerset, and follow them on Facebook.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
25-yard field goal by Alex Arthurs is up and good. He is 2 for 2 and has cut the lead to 14-12. Watkins leads by 2 with a minute 58 remaining in this second quarter. So after the Warriors had the ball twice and scored 2 touchdowns, Heights has been able to get on the board with a touchdown and 2 field goals. So I know you want touchdowns and you're going to have to start scoring them, but they are ending these possessions with some points.
Yeah, I mean, if your defense is able to still limit the Warriors offensively with how they've been doing for the majority of the second quarter, then, yeah, I mean, it's fine to keep kicking field goals in this situation. And, yeah, it's important to, you know, put some points on the board, be able to, you know, shorten that lead up from 8 points to 2 points here. And you do get the ball to start the second half, so I'm fine with, you know, just kicking it. Obviously, you would really like, you know, put that one in the end zone because you're pretty much, you know, set up, you know, just outside the 10-yard line of back-to-back drives, and you are eventually going to have to put it in the end zone if you want to, you know, win this game. But what's important, I think, for Heights here is to just get to the locker room without allowing, you know, Watkins to score a touchdown or kick a field goal of their own.
Watkins, their last 3 offensive possessions, 2 3 and outs, and the last one they were driving, but a tipped ball at the line of scrimmage got the Hornets an interception. So they're in a little bit of a drought right now offensively, and we'll see what they can do with just under 2 minutes remaining here before halftime. They do kick it away this time. It'll be April at the 10, looking for some running room, and he's got some, 20, 25, and we'll get out of bounds at the 30. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle, Battle of Broad Street, Watkins 14, Licking Heights 12. Second quarter action, Watkins getting the ball first and 10 at their 30 with a minute 51 remaining before halftime. Drew Samsel in the gun, gets the snap, hands it off to Tolliver, 35, up to the 40, and it will be another first down as Tolliver gets up to the 42.
Yeah, nice job, and really that last drive was going pretty good for Watkins. It was just that interception, which halted it. So, yeah, Tolliver did a nice job running the football. Samsel had a completion, so no need to hit the panic button quite yet.
First and 10, Tolliver. Big hole up the middle, 50, and we'll take it down to the Hornets' 47-yard line. Good head of steam right there. Actually, they'll mark it at the 46, so he picks up back-to-back first downs. Clock will stop as they set the chains. Watkins does have 2 timeouts left, So they don't really need to be in a hurry right here. It has started back up, first and 10. Two wideouts to each side. Tolliver on the left shoulder of Samsel, who will go back to throw. Rolling to his right, sidearms it, out of bounds.
Yeah, it's kind of threw that one away there. And still got plenty of time to work with if they do want to, you know, continue to try to run the football, which has been pretty effective so far in this drive. Still a pair of timeouts, 1:12 remaining. They're in Heights territory. So, you know, I wouldn't obviously hate maybe a jet sweep here to Ricketts, too. Try to...
Here's the handoff. It's Tolliver on the right side. Breaks two tackles. Late flag comes in. Tolliver taking it all the way down to close to the 25. But I'm going to guess this one's going to be coming back.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to get holding. Yeah, they're going to get holding here against the Warriors. So backs them up. And that might take the running attack here out, at least on the second down play.
They'll put it right at midfield. 64 seconds remain in this first half. Second and 14 from the midfield stripe. Samsel. Back to throw. Fires. Incomplete. Nobody home there. That had to be miscommunication.
Yeah, trying to find Ricketts there, and it looked like he was maybe trying to call. It looked like Samsel thought he was going to cut, come across the middle. Ricketts just thought it was a go route. So, but what I'm seeing here, just on that last play at least, Ricketts has a huge cushion, about 10-yard cushion. So I try to maybe take advantage of that, maybe hit a slant across the middle.
Third down. They're going to run it with Tolliver, and he will only get to the 45 as we come up on 50 seconds remaining. It is fourth down now, and Watkins letting the clock run right now down to 43 seconds.
Yeah. This is just a tactic to prevent Licking Heights from using a timeout. Act like they're going for it on fourth here, but in reality, just keeping their guys out there so Heights didn't use their last timeout, and Watkins will just be able to punt this one away ahead of the locker room with the lead.
Down to 20 seconds. Play clock at 2 and 1. Here comes the timeout with 15 seconds remaining. It is fourth down and about 8. Correct me if I'm wrong, which, again, you're comfortable with doing. But it just seems like 2 or 3 plays, just when you think Watkins is going to get moving, it's either an incomplete pass, a penalty, just something just stopped it cold.
Yeah, it seems like Watkins really needs to kind of stay on schedule on first downs, right? So, guy, you know, what I mean by that is just something positive needs to happen on first down, whether it's just a 2-3 yard pickup. They just need to make it easier. They need to shorten the chains up because, yeah, in these long yarded situations, you know, on this one it was a penalty that backed him up. The second and 15, that kind of completely derailed the drive. So that's what's been kind of seems like the issue for Watkins is just, yeah, like you said, if it's an incompletion or a loss or a penalty, it happens on first or second down and sets him up, you know, second, third, and long, kind of throws everything off.
They are in punt formation after the timeout, and they will punt it away. Good high kick. Great kick. It will bounce and go inside the 10-yard line. And definitely you would think Heights would just take a knee here with just 5 seconds remaining in the second quarter.
Yeah, just take a knee, head to the locker room. I think, you know, for Heights, based on how this game started, got to be happy with where you're at. I mean, you were down 14-0, and it seemed like this one could get ugly. And really, to be honest, I feel like you're carrying the momentum here into the locker room, able to respond, you know, with the touchdown. It would put 2 field goals on the board, and then they get the ball to start the second half.
Down to one knee they go, and halftime has arrived here at Watkins Memorial Stadium. It's anybody's Broad Street at the moment, 14-12. Warriors lead the Hornets. We'll recap the first half after this timeout as you're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Did you know the Energy Cooperative offers custom power outage notifications and updates? Don't be left in the dark. Sign up today in the Smart Hub app. Download it for free on your mobile device or access your account from MyEnergyCoop.com. Smart Hub is always a great way to pay your bill or view your energy use, online or on the app. The latest information is just a click away. The Energy Cooperative is proud to provide our community with energy for what matters most.
Turn your waste into a win. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Formerly Waste Away and Atkins Disposal, the Win Waste Innovations team in Heath is dedicated to our community and provides custom solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by a 7-day-a-week customer service team. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
Licky Memorial Health System's mission to improve the health of the community extends above and beyond providing quality health care services to Licking County residents. We value service and philanthropy and support local organizations that uplift and strengthen the entire community. LMHS is committed to supporting community benefits in arts and culture, housing and economic improvement, youth activities, social service organizations, higher education, and community service.
Hi, this is Chris from Kasep Service Center. Have you ever gone to a big box store and you feel like people are paid on commission? And it's an upsell here, and it's an upsell there. And it's not like maybe you don't need those things, but the fact that you have to question, the fact that you're not quite sure if they're working for your best interest or not, I would be concerned by that. At Kasep's, we don't have that conflict of interest. We have one boss, and it's you. Kasep Service Center, located in Johnstown, Granville, and online at k-seps.com.
Kasep's, quality you can trust.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
We're back at halftime here at Watkins Memorial, where the Warriors lead the Licking Heights Hornets 14-12. Watkins got the ball to start this ball game, and they went right down the field, 12-play drive, 11 of them on the ground, and fourth and one from the one, they were able to get in, though many Hornets fans didn't think they got in, but Roscoe Pascoe took it in. The extra point was no good. It was 6-0 Watkins, and a three and out by Licking Heights. Very next offensive play, Jaden Ricketts, 74 yards to pay dirt, 2-point conversion in by JoJo Tolliver, and it was 14-0, and many thought the route was on, but then a couple of jump ball pass plays by Licking Heights. They get into field position where they can make something happen with their running game, and Simi Oluwani takes it 8 yards in. The point after was no good. 14-6 was our score. And then Alex Arthurs was able to add a 37 and 25-yard field goals respectively in the second quarter. And so we are at 14-12. Very entertaining first half.
Yeah, and really, I mean, the first quarter dominated by Watkins, second quarter dominated by Heights there. So, I mean, yeah, so far really the play of the game and that turning point was that, I believe that was the first third down conversion that Heights converted. It was like, 45 yards?
Yeah.
Kind of just, jump ball. It was caught, and then, play later they were able to run it in for a touchdown. And ever since kind of those two plays, it's been a completely different ball game because, you got the sense once Ricketts had that big breakaway 74-yard touchdown carry. You're like, all right, it kind of seems like just the way this game's going that the Warriors going to be able to start to run away with this one. And then a huge third down conversion comes up. Warriors offense seemed to get pretty cold there in the second half. Just the passing attack by Heights. Nobody expected this, especially down the starting quarterback.
You wouldn't see anything on film
that
would show this.
Right, and that's maybe working out to their advantage right now, right? Because Watkins probably wasn't preparing for this. They're prepared for the running attack and short passes and the quarterback keeps. And, I think what Shacklefield's done a good job of doing is that, he looks like he's going to start taking off and running, right? And then kind of at that last second, he winds up and throws it, right? And that's what I think, too. You just need to stay disciplined if you're Watkins, because you're seeing, you're saying to me on those past couple big passing plays that they're getting behind those Watkins defenders. And I think, you know, when they're seeing Shacklefield roll out, you know, and just kind of scrambling, they're forgetting about the receivers behind them. And that's what's been leading to those big plays. But they just haven't been able to, you know, once they get inside the 20, once they get inside the red zone, they haven't been able to, you know, fully execute and get it into the end zone and put 6 points on the board. They haven't been able to put field goals on the board, which is good enough for now. You know, games within striking distance, only down by two. If they ever get another field goal, they take the lead. But you get the sense that, you know, the keys of the second half is, you know, if Heights is able to get it in the red zone anymore, they've got to turn it into 6 points. And I think for Watkins, really, the key is go back to what was working for you on those first two drives, right? They were running the football really well, and then also they were giving it to the receivers in the rushing attack with Apel and Rickens. Haven't seen much of that really since those two opening drives. Obviously, you know, just give it to your highest skill guys, your fastest guys. You don't need to, you know, do screens or do anything fancy. Just those jet sweeps, you know, putting them in motion. Just putting Ricketts in motion alone is just going to shift the odds of everybody on that defense, right? Just because of his breakaway speed, and you don't want to meet him in the open field alone if you're Licking Heights. So I think just a situation for them not to overthink it. And that's where we've seen them in the past couple, this year and maybe last year, in some games that I feel like they should have won, but they just started overthinking things and just didn't stick to what was working.
And I think you bring up a great point, because I was about to ask you, well, if Heights is able to throw the ball, we should throw the ball. And that I'm not saying that's happening, but every time we've seen Tolliver get the football, he's gotten at least five carries of 10-plus or more. And then you want John Apel to be in the ballgame. You want Jaden Ricketts to be in the ballgame. But your point, well put, you don't have to throw them the football. If the other team is making some pass plays, so be it. You've owned the line of scrimmage.
Right.
And you own the line of scrimmage by running the football.
Yeah, I mean, that's what that first drive, what? 11 out of their 12 plays while on the ground. That was their best drive of the game. So I think, you just need you can be simple. Just run the football and just give it to your playmakers' hands. And then, two, just kind of staying on schedule, too, what we're saying. You know, it seems like when they do try to pass it on first down or they get behind the sticks on first down, kind of derails everything that they got going on. So just stay on schedule. Even if it's just a two-yard pickup on first down, you're staying ahead of the chain. So I think that's what's those are the keys for Watkins in the second half.
And I think Heights has done a good job with Lopinto, not overusing him. He's had a huge rushing play, which did set up a field goal. He's been a little bit on defense. But, again, you've got one game left to play, maybe the postseason as well. For him coming back, I think he's been used very, very nicely in this first half.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and obviously, you know, he wants to play every single down out here today, but, we knew realistically that wasn't going to happen. I'd say he's probably playing every other drive. Seems like he's taken off. And, you know, he is still playing both sides of the ball, and he has made his impact in this game, I'd say, on both sides of the ball, specifically on offense. I've seen him make some good he's done a good job blocking in the backfield for running back, which I feel like is an underrated part of just running backs in general. And then also he had that huge breakaway run, which set up a field goal.
Again, our halftime score, Watkins Memorial 14, Licking Heights 12. Our halftime continues now with Skip Mozitz tonight in Ohio High School Football from the Ohio News Network.
From the Ohio News Network, this is the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football. Named best sports program in the country by the National Association of State Radio Networks. Tonight in High School Football is presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling. Now here's your host, Skip Mossick.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Tonight in High School Football's Halftime Reports. As we like to do from time to time, we'll head to different areas of the state to talk some high school football in that area. Tonight, we'll head to Cincinnati and check in with longtime reporter Mike Dyer. Mike joins us next on the Ohio News Network.
Bex recognizes this week's player with heart, Trevor Stearns from Parkway High School, for his commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Going to school, you know, you're stressing out so much about tests and worried about getting good grades. But cross country is just like that sense of relaxation to me. Going out and just running makes me feel like I'm just doing everything good.
Trevor gets that same joy when he's back home and working outdoors.
Farming in general is like, it's just a happy place for almost everyone. Every kid wants to grow up and live on a big farm, and you know, that's what most kids around here are doing.
He understands the impact that goes along with that lifestyle.
I think farmers have one of the hardest jobs to do because they have to provide food for the nation. It's just, farmers are the thing that are keeping almost America going.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Your college experience should be built just for you, supporting everything you value most. That's why Ohio University delivers the high-quality education we're known for right here on our Zanesville campus. Whether you're a full-time student or working full-time, Ohio's affordable, flexible degrees are always in demand in our community and can take you anywhere. Earn a degree in your own backyard on your own terms and move your career and your community forever forward. Learn more at ohio.edu/Zanesville.
Hot shingles need nailed? We admit that our advertising is raising a few eyebrows, but that's the point. At Mike's Roofing, we want you to think about your roof, your windows, and your siding. Paying attention to these things can make a big difference in the value of your home. A small change today can pay for itself in energy savings tomorrow. Mike's Roofing is Licking County proud, voted by their customers to pass 4 years the best of the best. Best roofer, cider, and window company. Hot shingles need nailed? Mike'sRoofing.net. This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lickey Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
This is Tonight in High School Football on the Ohio News Network. Once again, here's Skip Mossick.
We are presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, they are and will remain farmers at heart. And welcome back, everyone. Halftime of your game as we talk a little Cincinnati area high school football this evening as we head to Southwest Ohio and check in with WCPO's Mike Dyer. And Mike, let's begin with Division I Region 4. Boy, Moeller looks to be the real deal. Big cross-state matchup tomorrow with Lakewood St. Edward, and right on their heels in that same region is Winton Woods, still unbeaten. How good are both of those teams?
No doubt about it, Skip. You're talking about the top two teams in the Max Preps Division I state rankings with Moeller and St. Ed's, and everybody knows, obviously, the reigning three-time state champion Eagles are going to be ready to come down here to Cincinnati and face a GCL juggernaut. Moeller won its third consecutive GCL South title outright. They have a fantastic junior quarterback in Matt Ponatowski. In my mind, I believe he's a Mr. Football candidate. He's already the career passing yards leader there at Moeller, and this has another deep postseason run written all over it for this Moeller team. They've been to the state semifinals three consecutive years and just haven't been able to get to Canton, but certainly have a great shot. You mentioned Winton Woods. They have a showdown against Division II, number one ranked team in Region 8, Anderson. And that's going to be a fantastic matchup as well. But the Warriors and Coach Chad Murphy, they won the Division II state championship back in 2021, and now they made the move to Division I this past spring, and they haven't missed a beat at all.
Division II, Mike, you mentioned Anderson, still unbeaten, and then, boy, just north of 275, Harrison has looked really good at 7-1. How good are both of them?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I'd start with Anderson here. I mean, they've scored more than 400 points entering tonight, really have limited teams. Scoring production. I mean, in the past, it's been a very pass-happy team, up-tempo offense led by Coach Evan Dreyer, but now this Raptors team has a defense that can match that, and this is a team that it could very well go to the state semis again. They faced Maslin last year and lost to Maslin. Obviously, everybody knows they were eventual state champion, but you mentioned Harrison, 7-1, Wildcats, third in Region 8 right now, and saw them a couple weeks ago against Mount Healthy. They have an outstanding junior defensive lineman, Logan White, who set a program game record for sacks, number of sacks in a game twice this season already, and really like their offense as well.
A couple of others, Division 3, McNicholas looks really good at 7-1, and then dropping down to D4, Wyoming is still unbeaten, and Indian Hill, a very solid 7-1.
Yeah, definitely, Skip. When you're talking about McNicholas, they've won seven consecutive games. Coach Mike Mike Orlando doing a fantastic job there, looking at a Week 10 showdown against Baden. That should be a fantastic matchup there in the GCL co-ed division. A surprise team I want to mention, Division 3 a little bit, is Batavia. The Bulldogs are doing a fantastic job. Shut out New Richmond 38-0 last week and really have turned that program around as well. Division 4, Wyoming, stop me if you've heard this before. The Cowboys seem to be so dominant there in the Cincinnati Hills League, and they have a fantastic matchup against Indian Hill tonight. And remember, the Braves upset Wyoming last year to kind of to snap the long regular season win streak that Wyoming had. So these two teams are going to battle it out for supremacy there in that seed show.
Down to D6, Mike. Country Day 6-1. I know they've wrapped up a playoff spot, but that's such a tough region when you see someone like Coldwater in the top spot.
Yeah, no doubt about it. I mean, Cincinnati Country Day, they're going for their fourth consecutive Miami Valley Conference championship, but got some playmakers on both sides of the ball. Actually, it was at practice on Monday. They had a Monday morning practice. They have an outstanding senior strong safety in Ryan Coyle, the son of the head coach, Dennis Coyle. And, you talk about the Nighthawks. They know what they're up against in that region, but I think this team is primed for some success, certainly when we reach the postseason.
You know, Mike, last thing. We've asked you about this before, but despite the level of play down there, does high school football get lost at all in a pro sports town like Cincinnati?
Yeah, I mean, you talk about, you got the Bengals, you got UC, obviously, in the Big 12. It's one of those things where I don't know if it necessarily gets lost, because I think people know here in greater Cincinnati, northern Kentucky, southeastern Indiana, that Friday night is high school football. And so, you talk about the overall coverage. I mean, certainly you're going to talk about the Bengals and UC and Ohio State getting the majority of the media coverage. But no, I think if you've been around Cincinnati long enough, you know how important high school football is in greater Cincinnati.
WCPO's Mike Dyer, we love talking Cincinnati high school football with you. Thanks for hopping on, okay?
Chip, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
And we'll be back on the Ohio News Network.
I'm Ohio Education Association President Scott DeMauro, and on behalf of the OEA's 120,000 members, we're proud to bring you tonight's game. Our members are the public school educators who coach your kids on and off the field, because we believe in the potential of every student and their right to a high-quality public education, no exceptions. That's why we will continue to speak in one voice to demand the supports and resources our public schools need, because public education matters.
Did you know 38% of Ohio's teenagers have spent money on gambling and video and online games? Items like mystery boxes, skins, and spin to win mimic gambling, putting children at a higher risk of experiencing a gambling disorder as an adult. So get in the know about youth gambling and start the conversation with discussion guides, parent resources, and more at changethegameohio.org. That's changethegameohio.org.
Do you come home to find your trash thrown all over the ground, driveway, or yard? Or are you just tired of paying too much just to get rid of your trash? Call Shackelford's Disposal today, offering a weekly residential trash service at honest and fair pricing. Shackelford's also offers commercial and dumpster services for your weekend and construction projects. So call Shackelford's Disposal at 740-366-0001, where you get the real deal.
Dutch's Convenience Stores are your one stop for food made fresh daily. The coldest drinks, freshly brewed coffee, and all the snacks you crave. Plus, join Crown Card Rewards to save 10 cents on every gallon of gas. Then earn rewards every time you fuel up or shop at any Dutch's location. To join or to learn more, visit any Dutch's location or online at mydutchess.com. Dutch's is your locally owned and operated hometown convenience store.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
This is ONN.
Our thanks once again to Mike Dyer for talking a little Cincinnati area high school football with us this evening. Enjoy the second half of your ball game. I'm Skip Mossick on the Ohio News Network.
This has been the Ohio Education Association Tonight in High School Football, presented by Bex Hybrids and by Ohio for Responsible Gambling, from the Ohio News Network.
Hi, this is Chris from Case Up Service Center. Have you ever gone to a big box store and you feel like people are paid on commission? And it's an upsell here, and it's an upsell there. And it's not like maybe you don't need those things, but the fact that you have to question, the fact that you're not quite sure if they're working for your best interest or not, I would be concerned by that. At Case Ups, we don't have that conflict of interest. We have one boss, and it's you. Case Up Service Center, located in Johnstown, Granville, and online at k-seps.com.
Case Ups, quality you can trust.
At Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, our mission is to improve the health of the community. Our facilities utilize state-of-the-art technology that surpasses the standard for community hospitals to provide excellent health care for Lincoln County residents. Our health care technology features surgical robotics, advanced patient monitoring systems, cutting-edge imaging, and more to enhance patient outcomes, recovery, and safety.
Back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
And welcome back, everyone, as we get ready for third quarter action, updating some scores in the LCL Buckeye at the moment. Licking Valley still unbeaten in the lead. They are winning at Mount Vernon 28-6. If Valley wins tonight, they clinch no worse than a share of the league championship. Also, Granville, after losing at Randy Boffman Stadium last week, taking it out on Zanesville tonight. Second half score there. It's all Blue Aces, 32-0. LCL Cardinal, Northridge had a 22-7 lead on Heath, but the Bulldogs have rallied and tied that ball game up at 22-all in the second half. Newark Catholic looking for their first win on the season. They lead Lakewood 34-7 at Whitefield. And the big one at Utica, this game has been at 7-all for most of the ball game between the Redskins and the Johnstown Johnnies, but Johnstown has just scored in the second half. They now lead 14-7. If Johnstown wins that game, they would clinch no worse than a share of the LCL Cardinal. And with Newark Catholic up next week, Johnnies would be looking pretty good. So that's the big one right now. Johnstown, though, they scored 76 points last week against Lakewood. So Utica doing a pretty good job against that Johnstown running game tonight.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy last week.
Yes, it was.
69-0 at half.
It was.
So obviously a little bit change of pace this week for the Johnnies, but yeah, you got to look out for Utica. They're kind of a sneaky team that can sneak up on you and beat you if you aren't coming really prepared for them, but Johnstown seems to be on the right track so far.
And the other game of interest for county fans is the OCC Buckeye tilt between the Reynoldsburg Raiders and the Wildcats of Newark in Reynoldsburg, and right now the Berg has a 20-7 lead over Newark, that game in the second half as well. Newark trying to get to six wins for the first time since 2006, but having to have to fight back against the Raiders right now, trailing that ball game 20-7. In case you're interested in baseball score, Juan Soto doing damage in the top of the first with a two-run homer, but the Guardians were able to get one run back on the board on a sacrifice fly by Jose Ramirez in the bottom of the first, and that game now 2-1 in the top of the second, with the Yankees leading that series 2-1. So both teams out on the field right now as we get ready for third quarter action, with Watkins Memorial up 14-12, and just talking to a couple of the assistants over here at Licking Heights, Garrett, their passing game surprised even them. So I don't think it was part of the game plan, but it just happened to work out at the moment. And now it really is, I think, about adjustments for both teams in the second half. While they kind of did what they wanted, both maybe kind of surprised each other. So the chess game, I guess, continues in quarter number three.
Yeah, I think points are going to be coming at a premium here in the second half, because like you said, the passing game really surprising both of these teams from Licking Heights. I think Watkins is going to come out now. You know, they had some time to adjust and prepare for that. So I don't think we're going to be seeing nearly as many, I'm sure Licking Heights is going to try to hook up with some deep shots, but not nearly of them are going to be as successful here in the second half. So I think it's going to kind of revert back to what we were saying pregame, is just running the football. And that goes, I think, both ways for both these teams. Whatever team can kind of reestablish the line of scrimmage and run the football most effectively in the second half is going to come out on top. But, yeah, I think for Licking Heights, though, it's going to be probably more of a balanced attack. Just because of how, I mean, with how successful the passing game has been, you don't just want to completely shut it out. I'm sure they're going to try to continue to do that. You just kind of have to see what Watkins does to adjust. And, you know, if you aren't having as much success, you don't want to force it because you don't want to, you know, turn the ball over or throw an interception or take, you know, sacks or just go have too many three and outs against this Watkins defense.
Really interested to see what both teams do in their first offensive possession in this third quarter. But 14-12 is the score as Watkins will kick it off to Licking Heights, who will go left to right in quarter number three. Again, Watkins getting touchdowns from Roscoe Pascal and Jaden Ricketts, and then Simi Olawani, a touchdown run by Heights, and a couple of field goals by Alex Arthur, giving them their 12 points. Great rival matchup. And again, while Watkins has won four out of the previous five, again, the last 10 dead even at five apiece, and we're right there with it. Both crowds probably a little tense at the moment, wanting this one badly, and it really is anybody's ballgame as we kick off quarter number three. And before we do, we're going to have an offsides against Watkins on the kickoff, so push it back. And we've seen both teams in previous games have a lot of penalties. There have been a few in this game, but not nearly what we've seen in previous games. They have cleaned that up quite a bit.
Yeah, that's good. Both these teams, you know, especially Licking Heights, the previous two times we saw them earlier this year against Newark, which penalties absolutely killed them.
Started with the opening kickoff of the season.
Yeah, and it seemed like, too, yeah, whenever they were in, like, scoring opportunities or just critical, you know, third downs, that's when they, you know, come up with a penalty. So it's a good job by them, you know, not committing any of those tonight, and that's why they're in this ballgame.
So now from the 35-yard line, the kick will be fielded, and Heights with a pretty good return across the 35. The ball is on the ground, though. And I think Watkins has recovered it. It was a hard, hard hit. And turning over the football on the kickoff in the third quarter, the Warriors will have it at Licking Heights' 35-yard line. It was a jarring hit.
Yeah, I think you just kind of got the helmet on the ball there, which would jarred it loose. Because it would have been a pretty good return if he was able to hold on to it. But right away, huge momentum shifter to start off the second half here for the Warriors.
Wasting no time on special teams, Watkins a golden opportunity to expand their lead, which is 14-12. But they get a turnover on the opening kickoff of quarter number three. Let's see what the offense can do. Samsel. And it will be a keep on the read option. He's at the 40, 35-30. Gets down to the 25-yard line. I love that play call to start it off.
Yeah, it was looked like it was going to be a kind of jet sweep there. It looked like the April is a fake to him, and then they're going to give it off in the backfield. It's a fake to him, too. And Samsel just kept it. So that's what, I mean, you just throw in plays like that, right? Because Samsel's a very capable runner, too. So you can run design plays for him as well in this offense.
So he gets nine. It'll be second down and one. Samsel to throw. In trouble. Fires and the catch made. And getting the first down inside the 20 down to the 16-yard line. Once again, it's their tight end, Dylan Kennedy. And it will be enough for a first down. But that play even looked kind of quirky, like it didn't work initially, but then his tight end got open.
Yeah, and that's been most of these, most of the passing plays here tonight for Watkins, and yeah, I mean, you do want to keep the defense honest, and yeah, you can't be too one-dimensional, but, you know, I just continue to, you know, not even really chance it, just continue to try to, you know, hand the ball off. You got so many different players that can carry the football for you.
Pickup of 10 yards there. Samson will keep it again. Nice cut, and he gets inside to 15, close to the 10-yard line. Three straight positive plays here for the Warriors offense.
Yeah, staying ahead of the chains there, too, on first down. You know, picking up positive yards, good yards there on first down, staying ahead of the chains. So, you know, it keeps your playbook open here on second and third down.
Second down and six after the four-yard pickup. Taking a while to get the play in on this second down play. 14-12, Watkins leads Licking Heights. Just starting the third quarter. Samso to throw. Over the middle, intercepted. Picked off at the 10-yard line, and here comes Licking Heights, and they will take it inside to Watkins territory. Garrett, I don't like saying this too often. I don't understand the play call.
Yeah, I'm right there with you. You know, you just second and short inside the red zone. You've been running the football extremely well, and like you said, it's just what we've been saying is, you know, it feels like Watkins and moments in close games like this, they just tend to overthink the situations, right? And, you know, decide to throw it there in harm's way, and what could have been a touchdown or at least an easy, you know, field goal attempt right there ends up being an interception.
They will start now at the 45 of Watkins Heights will, and Shackelford will keep it, but he'll lose a yard, and he'll be pushed back to the 46. So second INT of the night. The first one was tipped. This one was thrown really right again in no man's land except right to the linebacker, and a huge return. Now we'll see what Heights offense can do. So the fumble on the kickoff does no damage to the Hornets, and now they face a second and 11 at Watkins' 46-yard line. Shackelford will hand it off to Lopinto, and the Warriors, again, they are controlling both lines of scrimmage. Clock will stop for a second, but he loses another yard. So it's now third and 12.
Yeah, I think
we have a flag.
Yeah, they're going to get a legal motion there on the Hornets. So we're going to redo second down, back it up five more yards. But yeah, good response though by the Warriors defense here. That's second and long. You know, they just got to watch for that deep pass in situations like this.
Moves it back to the 49-yard line. So second down and 16. Shackelford back to throw. Looking long. Looking for Lopinto and leads him a little bit too long. But good coverage out there as well by Sam Crum, who's been very active. And do we have another flag?
Yeah, looks like we do. Well, you jinxed it, I think. You're just saying how good both these teams have been, not committing too many penalties. And
it's always my fault.
What, since then there's been
three
penalties now?
Ineligible downfield. I think I'd decline this.
Yeah, I think you're going to decline in a situation like this. It's already, what, second and 16, so you just decline to make it third and 16, but
it looks like they are going to accept it. Okay. So push it back, make it second down, and basically 20. So Heights, after a huge play on defense, going the wrong way here. They're back to their 44-yard line. Second down and 20. 9.5 minutes remain, third quarter. Watkins up 14-12. Shackelford throws it, catch made by Arthurs. He gets back into Watkins' territory. Little quick jawing session, but nothing wrong with that. Back to the 46-yard line. So it will be third and 11 from there.
Yeah, nice job that time picking up really just all those penalty yards back. So you make this even a third and manageable now. So, I mean, and two, I mean, depending on what happens here on third down, could see the Hornets look to go for it on fourth.
From the 46 of Watkins, it is third and 11. Shackelford. A blitz is picked up. He's got time. Throws it up for grabs and knocked away, and it'll fall incomplete. They're definitely jump ball battles with these deep balls, but Watkins aided by a couple of penalties, and their defense will stuff Licking Heights and force a punting situation on fourth and 11. So both teams with opportunities offensively to start this third quarter, but to no avail.
Yeah, that was a Great job by that looking Heights offensive line. Warriors brought the blitz, but still they gave plenty of pressure that time. Just Shackleford just wasn't able to connect with the deep shot that time.
Lapinto will punt it away. And it will be fielded at the 14 by April. And he gets away from one man and pretty good return across the 20-yard line. And that's where Watkins will set up shop. Actually, they'll mark it right at the 20 with 9:10 remaining third quarter, and it's 14-10 Watkins. So, yeah, we talked about it. You got a lot of weapons out there, but I think the weapons need to be given the ball on handoffs, jet sweeps, whatever you want to say at this point, because right now two interceptions, and you have to wonder about Samsel's confidence at this point. Because he had two great runs, but you go to the air. Again, the tight end pass didn't look right, and then the interception. Here's the handoff to Tolliver. And, again, Jared, 5 yards on first down.
Yeah, he really hasn't been stuffed all that. I mean, it's whoever's, you know, getting the ball, whether it's Tolliver, if Samsel's keeping it, to give to April or Ricketts. I mean, I give the ball. I mean, what, Ricketts got the ball, what, two times? One of them he broke for 74 yards. I just give him the ball more. I mean, he is... You don't have, you know, these kind of talented players that often.
It's Tolliver again. He's able to pick and choose because the line did an outstanding job. Literally, he wanted to go wherever he wanted to. He goes off the right side and gets six more, first down.
Yeah, the offensive line's done a great job tonight for Watkins. And that's why we've been stressing so much that you just need to continue to run the football. I mean, make Licking Heights stop the run. I think this just needs to be a ground and pound drive.
First and 10 at the 32. It's Tolliver again. Right side, big hole, and we'll get five more yards up to about the 37. So that's 6, 6, and 5 mm-hmm. on three carries. You're ahead of the game.
Yeah, and you just, you know, it's not flashy. It's not so, you know, super exciting, but it's effective. Right, and that's what you need to do to, you know, win these rivalry games and games like this where it's hard to you know, put points on the board and move the football downfield. And also too, you can start to, you know, start to win the time possession battle once again, which you started out winning in that first quarter and then you lost control of.
Samsel rolling out, fires, catch made by April, and he will get to midfield, which will be another first down. Good job and good catch that time by John.
Yeah, you know, both of us shocked. I think they decided to throw it there on second down. But, I mean, Watkins, they're going to stick with the passing game. You know, I think they're not going to surrender it completely, which, you know, you don't want to surrender it completely. Just to keep that defense honest.
And here's a handoff. Checking in is Graham Smith, and Smith will get about 3 yards on that pickup, his second carry of the night. But Jaden Ricketts has to touch the ball more than twice when we're in the third quarter. Just
right.
You got to find a way.
Yeah, I mean,
I know he's a wep, or they're keen on him defensively, but
yeah, just, I mean, too, you don't necessarily even need to put the ball in his hands for him to be effective. You can just use him as a decoy. Move him around. Motion him around pre-snap.
Samsel keeps it on the quarterback keep, and a good run. And I think be right first, at the yeah. Stitch, but I think it's enough. Yeah, it will be. Give him 7 yards, first down.
Yeah, and, you know, Samsel hasn't had the greatest night throwing the football, but running the football, I mean, he's very effective,
yes.
Right? So, you know, just a little read option like that. You know, after you hand the ball off three straight times, have the quarterback keep it, right? See if you can keep the defense snapping. He's going to make you pay for it. We saw him break off a big one in the Granville game, and then even if the defense is ready for it, he has the ability to make defenders miss.
He will roll out. He's got pressure. Incomplete pass. Second down and 10 at the 40.
Yeah, he was trying to run the screen play that time, but Heights was ready for it, and now we're in this situation, you know, first down passing play falls incomplete. These are the situations where Watkins has really struggled here tonight when they get off schedule and they, you know, second down 10, they're not ahead of the chains.
See what they call here from the Hornets 40-yard line, 6:25 third quarter. Warriors 14, Hornets 12. Tolliver. Good, solid hole again. Ball on the ground. And I think Hornets have it. And they do. Holy cow.
Well, it seems like the Warriors just can't seem to hold on to the ball here today. I mean, already they had two offensive possessions and two turnovers here. So, they were moving the ball really good once again. They're getting it into Heights territory. They just coughed it up once again.
Second turnover of this second half for Watkins. Third turnover of the game. Heights has one turnover. Here's Oluwani, and he will get about 3 yards up to the 33 as Heights took over at their 30-yard line.
Yeah, and this will be an interesting offensive possession here for Heights. After they got that interception, their first drive was kind of derailed by penalties, which was kind of a blast in the past there from week one. So as long as they, you know, stay ahead of the chains like they're doing so far in this drive, I think they'll be in good shape.
Second and seven from the 33. Here's Lupinto, and he is hit behind the line of scrimmage, and he'll lose a couple of yards. So both defenses showing up here in half number two.
Yeah, I kind of had a feeling, you know, both these defenses are going to, you know, tighten up here, and points, you know, are really going to be at a premium here in the second half, which is, you know, halfway through the third quarter. It's looking that way so far.
So it'll be third and eight after the one-yard loss. We'll see what Heights decides to do here. They have trips to the near side. Shackelford to throw. Deep drop. In a lot of trouble setting up the screen, but the Warriors defense all over it, and it will be all the way back to the 25-yard line. What a job by the Warriors D. The offense has had it turned over twice, and they're having no problem stuffing Licking Heights in this third quarter.
Yeah, I think they've gone behind the sticks on back-to-back drives, whether it be from penalties or just loss of yardage on the play. So, yeah, Heights' offense having trouble, you know, moving the ball through the air. Just I think their pass protection on that drive specifically right there. Trying to set up the screen there, but Warriors were ready for it.
Well, the defense has made the adjustments, no question about that. Lupinto. High kick. Apel at the 38 calls a fair catch. 4:46 remains third quarter. It's Watkins 14, Licking Heights 12. You listen to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Resetting your password, unsubscribing from emails, printing anything. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your business doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like learning how that printer works. That's simple human sense.
Visit Hummel's Newark office right off the downtown square or online at hummelgrp.com.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Licking Memorial Health Systems on Kate 98.7.
Licking County Locker Room Monday from Ship Brothers Brewing downtown Newark at 6:30, highlighting the Utica Redskins. Hopefully you can join us in person or right here on Kate 98.7. The Licking County Locker Room, 6:30 from Ship Brothers and Utica, our featured high school Monday night. First and 10, Watkins at their 37-yard line, leading 14-12 with 4:46 third quarter. Samsel is looking long for Ricketts. Ball up in the air, and Ricketts just a little bit too long. Incomplete second down.
Yeah, trying to hit the home run right there, but good coverage that time on Ricketts. Wasn't able to get too much separation. But, yeah, I mean, that, now it brings up second and 10. And what I've been stressing here for Watkins, you know, is just try to stay on schedule there on first down, which, I mean, we'll see what they eventually do here on second. But it's, I think it's just important for them to make this a third and manageable here.
Second and 10. And up the middle. And, again, a good hole across the 40 to about the 43, 44-yard line. And it's a guy that really didn't carry the ball much in that first half. Graham Smith, he's now had three carries in the second half, all positive plays, and it's third and three.
Yeah, we've been saying it really doesn't matter who's been carrying the football for Watkins. It's just that offensive line's getting such a good push up front. They're able to pick up about 5 yards a pop, and it seemed like they were probably going to get a touchdown if it weren't for a fumble.
Third and three. Samso keeps at 45. Midfield, first down and more. Gets into Hornets territory. That play has not been stopped in the second half.
No, yeah, just a little read option keeper that time for Samso. Yeah, the quarterback keep has been really successful. And I think, yeah, I mean, you can run that, just keep running the ball. I mean, it's simple. You know, they did fumble it on the last drive, but you can't let one fumble, you know, derail your whole rushing attack here. So we know Watkins probably isn't going to do that, though. They're going to try to keep this Heights defense guessing, though, with the pass attack.
Well, here comes a pass on first and 10. Samson looks incomplete, looking for April. And I think if you're going to have him roll out to his strong side. That's going against his body.
Right.
Throwing left, incomplete, second and 10 from the Hornets 46.
And I think, too, you know, I wouldn't hate, too, if Samson doesn't love
pump it a little.
Yeah, pump it and run for a few yards there. It's better than than it falling incomplete.
Like Baker used to do.
I guess.
Well, he would scramble. I don't know if maybe he wouldn't bunt. Second and 10 from the 46. And here's a handoff to Tolliver. Across the 40, and will be very close to a first down. That surge by the offensive line. Mm-hmm. Tolliver, again, he's not getting touched about 3 yards downfield.
Yeah, I mean, I just keep feeding him the ball, too. And like you said, if you're worried about being, you know, too basic, too vanilla, just keep running with Tolliver, throwing, you know, those jet screen type plays or just motion. You don't even need to, you know, give it to April Ricketts. Just have a motion over, and, you know, we saw it, I think, on their opening drive where it was a kind of a fake jet sweep to him.
So, I formation, triple I on this third and short, and it's the handoff and getting the first down, once again, is Graham Smith. I know we're still in 2024, but looking ahead, the guy who just carried the ball is back. JoJo Tolliver is back. Ricketts is back. Samso is back. I mean, you've got to think it's going to be put together at some point. And
right.
Having these talented players back, yeah, John Apel is a senior, but you got weapons coming back, Garrett.
Right. Well, unfortunately, you know, the transfer portal is a thing, too.
Oh,
in high
no,
school
don't,
football.
Don't do that.
But, yeah, like you said, if everyone is able to come back, this offense is extremely dangerous.
Here's Tolliver on the right side. Big hole! And he gets across the 25 and will be very close to another first down. I tell you what, that offensive line is just getting it done.
Yeah, that's... like we've both been emphasizing through this entire third quarter, just lean on those guys because they have been your strongest unit so far here tonight. And it seems like I think Watkins is finally listening.
And it's a time-consuming drive like you talked about. We're under 2.5 minutes. And another big push and another first down. That was Braden Waldron, one of the seniors here on senior night. But he gets a good push for a first down. So he will be down to the 18-yard line. One pass attempt on this possession. Is that right?
I think so.
From the 18 of Licking Heights, first and 10, triple I. Inside handoff, and a big hole up the middle. Getting inside the 10, still going, and it's going to be a house call. Roscoe Pascal, his second touchdown of the night, straight up the gut, 18 yards out, and Watkins extends its lead to 20-12. What a run by Roscoe.
Yeah, he got hit about 5 yards after he touched the rock and then just refusing to go down. Right, that was just sheer willpower that time by him, and able to get in for the touchdown and a big score that time. Just a big statement drive, and just exactly what we both wanted to see, I think, out of that Watkins offense.
When they go for the extra point, it's a big one because it would make it 9, and it is good. 1:49 remains third quarter, and Watkins finally gets back on the board after scoring 14 early in the first. They now get an 18-yard touchdown run from Pascal, 68-yard scoring drive on just 9 plays, and Pascal takes it in, extra point good, 21-12. Huge drive by the Warriors.
Yeah, and now we're kind of in that, I feel like we kind of hit the reset button, right? It feels like that opening drive that Watkins had to start this game. You know, very similar situation. You know, it is a two-possession game here for Height, so it's not, you know, an insurmountable lead, not a time to press the panic button. But their offense needs to find a spark because, you know, 2-3 and outs, it's looked really ugly so far here on offense for them. They need to find a way to, you know, to at least start to pick up a couple first downs, start to find something that's going to work for them here on offense in the second half.
Got
to
find some balance. And April will now kick this one off. And good high kick that will be fielded at the 22-yard line by Heights. And decent return that time by Jaden Edwards. And Heights will take over, trailing now by 9. Let's pause for station identification. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week on WCLT, W254-CT Newark, K98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wandle here from Watkins Memorial High School, where the homestanding Warriors lead Licking Heights in the Battle of Broad Street 21-12. First and 10, Licking Heights with 1:49 remaining in the third quarter from their 23. Olawani hit behind the line of scrimmage and will lose a couple.
Yeah, it's, I mean, the line of scrimmage, we talked about the offensive line for Watkins, but the defensive line too, especially in this third quarter, has been completely dominant as well, taking away the rushing attack for Heights, which, you know, we knew sooner or later they were going to have to establish the rushing attack here if they wanted to, you know, come in here and steal this game.
I have one play for positive yards for Heights in this third quarter, and they've had 7. Here's the pitch to Lapinto, and I think that's another negative play with under a minute to go. I don't think he got back to the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, I think it's a loss of 1, and you know, most of these pitching plays haven't worked out too well for Heights, especially in the second half. And the way your offensive line isn't able to hold up. I mean, yeah, Lapinto got, as soon as he caught that pitch, he had a defender in his face. So there's not much you can really do here now, especially, you know, third and long, obvious passing situation. We'll see if they have any more miracles up their sleeve.
Third and 16 from the 17-yard line. 22 seconds remain third quarter. Watkins up 21-12. Shackelford gets the snap. Looking upfield, nobody's there. He'll have to run. Nothing doing. And it will force a fourth and long. So hats off to the Watkins Memorial defense, stepping up big time in this third quarter, which comes to an end with the Warriors up 21-12. Fourth quarter next. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
If you had to pick your favorite season, it's probably fall, right? Sparkling bright days and just the right amount of cool at night. Many days you're running your heating and your AC. Is your system ready? Don't guess. Know for certain. Call the experts at Chandler Heating and Cooling in Thorntville. Residential and light commercial. They've been serving Newark, Heath, and most of Licking County for 2 decades. Online at ChandlerHeatingCooling.com. That's ChandlerHeatingCooling.com.
A lot goes into taking care of your property.
You need equipment with more reliability and versatility built in, like Kubota BX and L-Series compact tractors, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Z-Series mowers that deliver a quality cut, and Sidekick utility vehicles where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at LashleyTractor.com.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on Kate 98.7.
Getting ready to start the fourth quarter here at Watkins with the Warriors leading Licking Heights 21-12. As Watkins trying to get their third straight victory, you may be asking yourself, self, where were these two be next week? We're not sure yet. We're waiting to see the results of some games this week, and we'll let you know as soon as we make the decision. Garrett just wants to flip a coin, which can always be beneficial, but we'll wait and see what happens at the moment. But we'll let you know, and right now it is fourth down, and the Hornets are in punt formation, and Watkins should have pretty good field position. Standing at the 40-yard line is April. 21-12, Watkins leads it as we get ready to start this fourth quarter. And Guardians now trailing the Yankees 3-1 in the third. Here's the snap, and kick is away. And they will let it bounce. Got to be, and it does hit the foot of a Watkins player. Let's see who got it. There's a pile at the Watkins 40-yard line. We'll see who got it. They're still trying to make the decision, and Watkins gets it. It's the second time tonight where we've seen a potential turn on a punt, but Watkins is able to receive it. You just saw that developing like it was going to hit the blocker, who just had no idea where the ball was, but Watkins avoids disaster and will have it at their 40.
Yeah, that would have been a another huge turnover right there if Watkins or if Licking Heights was able to recover that one, but Warriors catch a bit of a break here, and now they have opportunity, I feel like, to really put this one away if they're able to get another long, sustaining drive.
Here's the triple I. Thought there might have been motion there, but I don't see a flag, and it ends up being about a 7-yard pickup. I thought one of the bats started early.
Well,
I don't think so.
Yeah,
they haven't, and it's 7-yard pickup.
Yeah, and Watkins isn't hiding what they're doing.
No. Nope.
Right? With a triple I formation here, obviously going to be running it, and it looks like they're just going to stick with it here. If you're able to take off, 4 or 5 minutes off this clock, put another touchdown on the board,
that's
going to be demoralizing, but I think it's going to put this one out of reach.
Second and three after the 7-yard pickup. And here's Waldron. He gets the first down and a lot more. And they are just steamrolling right now, the Hornets' defensive front. He takes it all the way down to the 40-yard line, 13 more yards.
Yeah, that offensive line just imposing its will here. And, when you do dominate time of possession and you're relying on that offensive line, this is prime time for him to shine. And so far, it's been working wonders on this drive, Fourth quarter, you're up by 9. Another score here pretty much puts this one out of reach. It wouldn't make it a 3-possession game unless they do decide to go for 2. But 16 points, so a touchdown, 2 2-point conversions. And then also, when you continue to run the ball, you don't need to, snap the ball until about at least five seconds on the play clock. That's what you need to be telling Samsel here is, all right, we're not snapping until about 5 seconds.
First and 10 from the Hornets 40. Here's the handoff. Pascal breaks another tackle. Generally gets a couple of yards, but he avoids a negative play and 10.5 minutes remain, fourth quarter, second down and eight, but Watkins doing what they want to now offensively.
Yeah, that was a big broken tackle by Pascal. It looked like he was going to get hit in the backfield, spins out of it, and able to at least take that for a two-yard pickup. And, you know, just staying ahead of schedule here there on first down, you know, and just staying out of those passing situations, especially when you're just trying to run the football.
From the Hornets 38, it is second down and eight. 10 minutes to go. Fake handoff. Samsel, though, keeps it. 40, 35, 30. Puts his head down. First down, Watkins.
Yeah, and they're just running a variety of plays out of that triple I formation. And, hey, as long as it's working, I guess you can continue to do so.
Granville has defeated Zanesville tonight 45-0 to move to 8-1 on the season. Valley has a comfortable 42-14 lead over Mount Vernon to also move to 8-1 but remain unbeaten in the LCL Buckeye. And again, a win tonight by the Panthers clinches at least a share of the title. They host Watkins next week, which if Watkins holds on here and upsets Valley, they could get a share of the title. But that's still a ways away. And Tolliver takes about seven Hornets with him inside the 25-yard line. I'd say this is the most physical we've seen Watkins play in a couple years.
Yep. And, I mean, this is, like you said, this isn't flashy by all means, but this is just winning football, right? And this is how you just...
Yep.
I mean, as a coach, this is just, I mean... This is just perfect. I mean, perfect situation. If you're able to just continue to run the football in the fourth quarter, you already built up a nice lead, able to extend it, and just continue to bleed time off the clock.
Here's the handoff. And this time, the Hornets are there, ready to stop Waldron after a small gain. And official stop play. We have an injured Hornet down on the field with exactly 9 minutes remaining. Fourth quarter, and 21-12 is the score. We'll go ahead and take a timeout. 21-12, Watkins leads it. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Coaches often explain a loss by saying their players failed to protect the quarterback.
What is that?
Protecting your assets is important in life as it is in football. I'm Brett Boyer from Boyer Insurance, and our team is here to provide the coverage for your life's fumbles. So if your zone gets flooded or an employee injures their backfield, you can recover. Stay on the ball with the help of our team at Boyer Insurance in Zanesville and Coshocton and online at BoyerINS.com.
Hi, this is Adam Reed with the Licking County Veterans Service Commission. Did you serve in the U.S. military? If so, please contact our office. We can provide information and assist you with filing for local, state, and federal veterans benefits, including compensation, non-service-related disability pensions, surviving spouse benefits, health care enrollment, education, emergency financial assistance, and much more. Call 740-670-5430 to schedule an appointment. We are located at 935 Buckeye Avenue in Newark.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Third and four, Watkins from the Hornets' 21-yard line in the fourth quarter, 8:48 to go, and the Warriors up 21-12 with I formation behind Samsel. And here's the handoff, but it's going to be short of the first down. The Waldron got the carry, but I think he's about 2 yards shy. So fourth down and two, I expect Watkins to go for it here. The Wildcats have rallied at Reynoldsburg. They lead 21-20 late in that ballgame. The Fighting Franks getting it done.
Yeah, usually they're on the other side of that, I feel like. So we'll see if they can hold on.
Yep, absolutely. All right, fourth down here. We'll call it a yard and a half. Triple I again behind Samsel. And it's a fake handoff. Samsel will keep it along the left side. 20, nice cut inside, but he did slip. I don't think he made it.
Yeah,
we'll see the spot.
I think this...
Now that judge right there, he has a really good spot.
Yeah. That slip may have cost them the first down.
Wow. And the Heights fans and... players, and maybe you can hear coaches are not too thrilled about that. They will move it to the 18. They want a measurement, but you and I know we don't see measurements hardly at all anymore. They just make the decision, yeah, and off they go. It was close. Man, was it close. But they get the first down at the 18-yard line, and this drive will continue with 7:38 remaining. We always seem to have some upset coaches when we come here to Watkins, one way or another, don't we?
Yeah.
Again, it's the triple I behind Samsel. And here's a handoff to Tolliver. And he will get to the 15-yard line. But they're fine with 3 yards on every play.
Yeah, I mean, the only thing I'd like to maybe see better is just, you know, they get that, like, they snap the ball 10 seconds on the play clock. No, I know it doesn't seem like that big of a deal. But if you continue to do that every single play, those seconds start to add up. So
yep,
if you aren't able to put this one in the end zone, Heights gets it back, able to put a touchdown on the board. You know, those 15, 20 seconds down the stretch may prove pretty critical. So I'd say, you know, if I was Samsel, you know, right about now, about 10 seconds, you line your guys up so they don't have to be in that position for too long. You can get it off with under five.
Second and seven. Waldron hit behind the line of scrimmage. No gain there. And it will bring up third down in about seven. 6.5 remains fourth quarter. 21-12. Watkins leads it.
Yeah, it looks like they're going to come out of the eye there.
And officials stop play. And Heights has to call a timeout with 6:13 remains. We'll keep it right here. Let's get an update on some other scores, shall we? Johnstown now taking it to Utica, 28-7. So the Johnnies looking to clinch no worse than a share. Now it is a final. Yeah. So Johnstown moves to 8-1, 4-0 in the LCL Cardinal with a hard-fought 28-7 win at Utica. Heath was down to Northridge, 22-7. The Bulldogs offense, I'm going to think Connor Corbett's been involved here. They have run off 36 straight points and lead the Vikings 43-22. Newark Catholic looking to get their first win, comfortably ahead of Lakewood 48-14, and that's good to see for the Green Wave. It's been a tough year, a lot of injuries. We saw that team play very hard last week at Heath, and it looks like they will get that first win of 2024, leading by 34 points. We talked about Granville defeating Zanesville 45-0, and Mount Vernon now has extended their lead. Licking Valley's extended their lead over Mount Vernon 48-14. All right, so it is third down and seven. Samsel to throw. Looks over the middle. He's got a man. Touchdown, John Apel. Great throw that time by Samsel for the house call for the Warriors, which probably will seal it with 6:09 to play in the fourth quarter and up 27-12.
Yeah, I think just caught Hornets sleeping that time. Wasn't expecting the pass. And, yeah, Samsel probably the best-looking throw he's had here tonight, coming at the perfect situation for him. And, yeah, possibly the dagger there is looks like they are going to try to go for the dagger and just go for two and make it a three-possession game.
Looks
which would,
like it.
Yeah, three possessions with 6:09 to go here. And Heights already did have to burn a timeout on that previous drive. It's probably be too much to overcome here.
Back to the triple I, and it's Tolliver, and that worked in the first half, and it works in half number two. Two-point conversion successful, 29-12. Watkins leads it with 6:09 remaining in the fourth quarter. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
At Husqvarna, we want you to enjoy cutting the grass, and that's why we build easy-to-operate residential zero-turn mowers. Husqvarna Zero Turns provide superior performance and maneuverability, are comfortable to drive, and easy to maintain. They feature powerful engines, durable cutting decks, rugged frames and casters, and ergonomic controls. Everything you need to make the mowing more enjoyable. Learn more about Husqvarna Zero Turn mowers at Wright Brothers Power or online at WrightBrothersPower.com.
Tank top, sweater, raincoat, snow parka. Which was it this morning when you left home? Hi, Chase Houston of Houston Plumbing and Heating. Ohio weather isn't predictable, but one thing sure is, York and Houston. For comfort you can count on year-round, call us today for a free estimate on an energy-efficient York heating and cooling system. When the temperature outside is up and down, York and Houston Plumbing and Heating will keep your inside cozy and comfy. Call us today at 740-763-3961. One call does it all. Ohio license number 25394.
This is the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating and Lincoln Memorial Health Systems on KATE 98.7.
6:09 remains, fourth quarter. It is Watkins Memorial expanding their lead now 29-12 over Licking Heights. Solid drive there, and again, running game now setting up the passing game, and Samsel finding John Apel in the end zone from 16 yards out to probably put this in away, but I think you're dead on. That was the most confident throw we've seen him throw this evening.
Mm-hmm.
So we're getting ready for the kickoff here. And this time, Windnagel will kick it off. Boots it down the middle of the field. Fumbled at the 2-yard line, finally picked up there. And now it'll be returned to the 15-yard line. Long way to go for a Hornets offense that has just not been able to do a thing in half number two against the Watkins defense.
No, yeah, I believe it. No first downs here in this second half. And
I still think one positive yardage
just,
play.
Yeah, probably just one positive yardage. I mean, whether it be running the football, all the ball carriers have been hitting the backfield, the quarterback's been sacked, and those deep shots that they've been trying to hook up with just haven't been there here in the second half. So, yeah, Watkins has adjusted, and they knew, Heights knew that they weren't going to be able to rely on those, I think, as much as they were here in the second half, but I don't think to this extent.
And they weren't set, and they weren't sure what to do there. I think we've got another quarterback coming in who really stumbles and takes a hard fall on the track. I hope he's all right. Looks to be, and it is still Shackelford, and yeah, he's limping because that was a hard fall. Hopefully he's okay. So that play just did not look good from the outset. And 5:55 remains, fourth quarter. And loss of 6 on that play, second down and 16. Shackelford to throw. He is looking long, and that pass up for grabs incomplete and goes out of bounds, so it's third down. I just don't think they know what can work at this point, Garrett.
No, well, we saw all those deep shots. You know, it was kind of 50-50 balls in the first half, and then towards the end of the second half or second quarter, they were they're getting behind the Watkins defenders, right? Because Watkins, I don't think the Watkins defense was expecting him to stick with it, but I think just the adjustments made at the half by the coaching staff, you just got to give credit, I think, to the coaching staff here in the second half for Watkins. They've done a tremendous job of just playing towards their strengths and also taking away the deep shots.
Third down and 8. Shackelford, pressure once again. It's a screen, and Oluwani making a nice couple of moves. 35, 40, 45, still going in to Watkins territory. What a run. He will take it to the 47-yard line. I didn't think that play had a chance of picking up a first down, but he showed good wheels, good skills, and gets the first down.
Yeah, best play of the second half by far for Licking Heights. They're looking to hurry up here, try to capitalize off the momentum off that big third down conversion.
Shackelford rolls to his right. He's got running room, and he will take it to the 45, 40, 35, 30. Cuts inside, 25-yard line, and back-to-back huge plays by the Hornets, who are not done yet.
Yeah, it seems like, you know, when they pick up these big third and longs, it kind of infuses this team with some momentum here, and that's what just kind of happened after that third down screen play, which both of us didn't have a chance to pick up the first down. They got it, and now this team has a little bit of life here again.
5:12 left in this fourth quarter. They're now at the Warrior 24-yard line. Easily their best possession of this second half. First and 10 there. And looks like they were not set.
the Watkins defense, so the Warriors will have to call a timeout. Newark maintains the one-point lead, 21-20. It is final. Newark Catholic defeats Lakewood 48-14. And Licking Valley, congratulations to Coach Boffman and the Panthers. They've clinched at least a share, defeating Mount Vernon on the road tonight 48-14. So they came into tonight fifth in Division III Region 11. That same division region, Granville was eighth. So we'll see what the secondary points would do. Granville, a big break last week. They had a lot of their non-conference opponents win, which helped them stay in the top eight to host a first-round playoff game. And both teams look like they will get to host in the first round. Johnstown will be on the fringe if they finish 9-1 to see if they will host. Looks like everybody else who gets in will be on the road in week number one of the postseason. First and 10, Shackelford to throw. Scrambling to his right, looking downfield, nothing there, so he'll keep it. 20, spins away, and will get out of bounds at about the 17-yard line. Give him 7.
Yeah, Shackelford using his feet a little bit more on this drive than we saw for most of the game there. Yeah, but, you know, under 5 to go here, you probably just want to try to get out of bounds rather than trying to fight for those few extra yards here. Just try to preserve as much time as you can. If you're trying to make a comeback here in this one.
But sadly, he did not get out of bounds. Clock continues to run. Now he'll scramble to the left, and we'll have to keep it. And there's Pascal knocking him out outside the 20-yard line. And I think they're still going to have that clock roll.
Yeah, they will. Got him in bounds again, so... Yeah. Yeah, this is probably going to bleed another 20, 30 seconds off the clock here, you know, just getting the play call in, getting guys set up and ready. So that's a minute off the clock, and looks like Shackelford's shaking up there after that hit.
He goes down to the turf. Might have the wind knocked out of him a little bit, too. So a timeout with 4:07 as he's leaning over.
Yeah, he's taking the most punishment on this drive, I think, he has all game long.
Yep.
So, sure he's shaking up here.
So it'll be 3rd and 9 when we resume action. And right now it's Watkins Memorial up 29-12. If this holds, Warriors will go to 3-6 and pretty much solidify a playoff berth in Division One. Shackelford has to be helped off to the side, so looks like we will have Grady Stevens come in, who we thought would be sharing the roles with Shackelford, who's actually now looks like it's his left leg. He's not been able to put any pressure on it, so tough to see that for a kid who's played his heart out tonight.
Yeah,
he kept him in the ballgame in the first half.
Absolutely, yeah. And, you know, turn a couple of those field goals into touchdowns, we may be looking at a different ballgame here.
Very true. So now it's Grady Stevens on 3rd and long. He's rolling to his right. He's got a lot of pressure. Eludes one man. Can he get through the second? No. Sacked all the way back to the 39-yard line. Once again, Pascal coming in. He's had a whale of a game. He eluded him, but then another man was able to come and get him, and it's a big loss back to the 39-yard line for Heights.
Yeah, and I mean, after that huge sack, you might just have to punt this one away here. You know, less than 4 to go on the clock. Your chances of coming back after that sack probably all but gone, especially your quarterback going down. So we'll see what Heights does do here on what? 4th and 25-ish, yeah. That's what I would say.
And not able to get the playoff. I don't know if they called a timeout or not. I don't think so. So delay a game against Licking Heights. So after a couple of huge plays, got him into deep Watkins territory. A couple negative plays and a huge sack. Now 4th down and 30 from the 44-yard line. Under 3 to play, 4th quarter. 29-12, Watkins lead it. It was 14-12 at halftime. And the Warriors' defense really setting up Watkins' offense for a couple of scores here in the second half. They will go for it on 4th and 30. Play clock at 9. Stevens back to throw. He's going to look to pump it, but he's in trouble, and he will be sacked back at the 45-yard line. Watkins' defense had enough of that pass plays in the first half, and they said, we're not going to let you do anything in half number two, and that's what's happened.
Yeah, they've taken the pass, that long ball completely out of the game for the Hornets here in the second half. And, you know, that's I don't think we were saying neither of these teams were expecting that to be a factor in this game for the Hornets. Having it burn the Warriors as much as it did in the first half, I'm sure got a lot of those defensive guys frustrated. But just great adjustment by the defense and the coaching staff, because it's been a complete non-factor. They shut out this Hornets offense, which was kind of driving the ball at will against this defense for the majority of that first half. But it's been complete night and day from this defense.
So Watkins will take over at the Hornets 47, just expecting to keep it on the ground here, which Tolliver does, and he stays on his feet and will take it inside the 40-yard line of Licking Heights down to close to 35, which will be another first down. So was the play of the game, the possession of the game, that first drive for the Hornets in the third quarter after they had fumbled the kickoff but then got the interception and had it at Watkins 45 and could do nothing? Do you think that kind of was the deal?
Yeah, I think, well, honestly, I'd say probably that possession, that first touchdown possession in the second half by Watkins, where they just set up power eye. They knew what they were doing. They just ran it, and basically ran it every play but one and put it in the end zone.
Tolliver gets it again, and he will get inside the 30 and just keeps going.
And
I think he's going to have a heck of a senior year.
Yeah.
I really think he's going to be something special next year.
And the opportunities were there, too, for Licking Heights in the second half. You know, they got the interception, and then they also got the fumble recovery. So their defense forced two turnovers of their own, but it's the offense is... It just wasn't able to establish the running game at all here tonight. I mean, aside from that one big run from Lapinto in the first half, there hasn't been anything that's really stuck out to me.
And he probably was at 50% at best.
Mm-hmm.
Tolliver again on the right side, nothing there. But now it's just running the clock down, even though it looks like Licking Heights calls a timeout with a minute 38 to go. That'll be their second timeout. Heath does defeat Northridge tonight 50-22, so a couple of 50 burgers for the Bulldogs the last couple of weeks, and they moved to 4-5. They were 20th in Division 4, Region 15, so still think if they went out and beat Utica next week, they'd have a chance to get in to the postseason. But boy, they're going to say what if on a couple of those tough road losses, and the one we go back to week two against Buckeye Valley. They win that, they're in for sure.
Yeah, I'm sure that one's on Coach Ward for sure. Just think, the what if, on that fourth down, what if he punted instead of going for it there? You know, it may be a win instead of a loss there for sure. But
if they get in at 5-5 and the offense is playing like it is now, be interesting to see what the Dogs can do.
Yeah, they're peaking. They always seem to peak, the right point of the season, second half of the season. That's when you want to peak. So,
Samson will throw it, and it will be a touchdown. The catch is made by Braden Windnagel. Fooled everybody, including, I think, us here in the box. And it will go in for a touchdown. That will definitely do it, as it's 35-12. And maybe because Heights called the timeout, they decided to throw it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's probably, I think, what happened there. But and then, too, that's what happens, too, when you are just running the clock out like this. You kind of just lull the defense to sleep there. And then if you do decide to pull it and do a play action, you have a chance, of one of your receivers just being wide open like what we just saw.
And here's the extra point attempt. And it is up. And it is good. So minute 32 remains. Watkins pulling away from Licking Heights. They lead it
36-12. So they will improve to 3-6 on the season and 3-1 in the LCL Buckeye. And Licking Heights falls to 3-6 and will be 1-3 in league play. So I'll tell you what, you just kind of wanted to see, was Heights able to do something in the second half after staying in the ballgame and really turning it around in the first half? But when you're not at 100%, and again, we talked about the great job that Shackelford did tonight. He's not their starting quarterback. He's not their number two quarterback. He's their third quarterback. So it's tough to do with a Watkins team that is just little by little getting a little bit better. Mm-hmm. And talking to Coach Waters this week, they're more than playing a spoiler. They got a chance to share a league championship next week. And I'm sure they're feeling pretty confident about that.
Yeah, they didn't. They played far from their best game here tonight, you know. I know it says 36-12, but, I mean, it could have been. I mean, they easily could have had a few more scores.
But we may have a kickoff return all the way for a touchdown, and we will. It is the man who is scoring all the points tonight, Alex Arthur, takes it to the house, about an 84-yard kickoff return, and Licking Heights says, hold the phone, Jack. We're still going to keep on playing. So he takes it down the left sideline, broke free. He's kicked two field goals and now takes it all the way for the kickoff return. He's got to be your special teams player of the week.
Yeah. He's having himself a really good game personally here tonight for the Hornets.
See if they go for two here. Now 36-18. So the first points of the second half by Arthurs, who has scored their last 12 points.
Yeah.
Two field goals in the second quarter of 37 and 25 yards respectively. And now the kickoff return. And they will go for two. And Shackelford is back in there. And now Watkins calls a timeout. And that will be their second timeout. Don't forget the T100 High School Football Scoreboard Show underway with Mark Bruce and Lee Waller on T100. A lot of scores rolling in at the moment. Again, most of ours are final from LCL play. This is the last one to go here, and still waiting on a final from Newark and Reynoldsburg with the Cats up by a point, 21-20. Other OCC Buckeye scores, Pickerington Central taking care of Taze Valley, 42-23. Canal has a three-point lead over Lancaster, 27-24. Groveport defeated Logan, 41-6. So, and it looks like it is a final now. Canal Winchester did defeat Lancaster by that three-point margin of 27-24. Newark and Lancaster will play next week for the regular season finale at White Field. Heights going for two. Shackelford will roll right, looking, and we got a flag in as the two-point conversion is complete, but I think this one will be coming back. And it will be holding against Heights.
Yeah, that may derail their plans of going for two here.
I'm thinking so.
So, we'll see. I mean, it actually may not. I mean, realistically, there's another, threw another flag.
Yep.
I don't know if there was unsportsmanlike.
Gotta be.
Probably some sort of, if it is unsportsmanlike, it's definitely.
You're going to have a hold and a 15-yarder.
Yeah.
You might be out of extra point range.
Yes, I was thinking it's going to be now a pretty lengthy extra point attempt here.
Emily Mathias, please report to the concession. Emily Mathias, please report to the concession.
And so let's see where they actually are going to put this now.
Oh, well, maybe you do just go for it.
Well, what do you got to lose?
Yeah, I mean,
because you're
kicking it doesn't do anything either. If you are, I mean,
it's back to the 28-yard line, so that'd be a 45-yard extra point. So they are going to go for two. throw it up, see what happens. It's been successful a few times.
Been the theme tonight.
Shackelford gets pressure right away, fires it up, and one of the Heights players deflected it from another Heights player. I don't think he would have got in anyway. But so the two-point conversion goes awry, so it remains 36-18 with a minute 18 left. I'm sure they'll try the onside kick here. Or you could just hit it off the lineman at the 50-yard line, as we saw last Saturday night.
Well, sometimes you get lucky, you know.
Sometimes you do. Sometimes you do. And you just hope, again, it's an arch-rival matchup, and hopefully everything just... I think it's been pretty clean game, and you're just hoping it ends that way, because it could get, depending on that last touchdown by Watkins and the timeout by Heights, hopefully enough time has elapsed between those where you let this go, because...
Yeah, a couple kneel downs here, hopefully, if Watkins recovers, and that should be it, you know.
Hopefully so. Hopefully so. Arthur's is ready to... He's got to be gassed. He's ready to try the onside kick. And he's a junior, so he'll be coming back. Made a lot of good plays tonight. Also had a long touch or a catch, too. Here comes. Bounces once, and it is recovered by Watkins at their 45. So that should, after a couple of kneel downs, take care of it. Well, the Buckeyes are off, so give me your predictions on Georgia, Texas, and Bama, Tennessee.
I think Georgia wins it against Texas.
Okay.
You know?
All right.
I think they win that one. And then... That Bama-Tennessee one's really a coin flip to me because
they're both overrated?
Yeah, I'd say Tennessee's more so. So I think I'm gonna go Bama just because you know, when in doubt, I guess you know.
Yeah, I gotcha.
You know, and Jalen Milroe is due for a good game, I'd say. So
at least maybe three quarters of a good game.
I think three quarters will be good enough. Honestly,
it probably will be. Hey, congratulations to Newark. Winning season for the first time in 18 years. Head coach Bill Franks and the program win at Reynoldsburg 21-20. So, again, we've watched that program little by little improve each and every year. They've had some real tough losses, but they did a hard-earned win at Reynoldsburg, defeating the Raiders 21-20 to move to 6-3 on the season. I got to look at him as a potential coach of the year in the OCC.
Easily, because they've, what, finished 2-8 last year?
Yeah. So, yeah,
especially if they win next week.
Oh, man. What a year for the Cats.
Absolutely.
And what a game tonight for the Watkins Memorial Warriors. Victorious tonight, they will keep the Battle of Broad Street in their back pocket as they defeat Licking Heights by a final of 36-18. We'll wrap this up after a timeout. You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Linden Lighting and Supply strives to be the area's leading provider of lighting and electrical products. When you're building or remodeling, commercial or residential, Linden Lighting and Supply has the fixtures, the fittings, and the materials to get every task completed. And if you need some help, their experts are standing by. They can even arrange home visits to see how your project is coming along. Linden Lighting and Supply, 200 West Monroe Street in Zanesville. LindenLighting.com. Good luck to all the area teams.
On the farm, a tractor needs to be as reliable as a 5-bar gate, as strong and tough as a barbed wire fence, but way more comfortable. It needs to effortlessly lift, pull, mow, and bale. Out here, the incredibly engineered Kubota M7 was born to farm. Visit your hometown Kubota dealer. Kubota, shape your world.
Visit Lashley Tractor Sales in Zanesville, Quaker City, St. Clairsville, and Marietta, or online at lashleytractor.com.
Cheering on your team takes a lot of energy. So when you need to fuel up, either before the game or because you left it all on the field, Bummies on Main is a special place. Licking County's favorite local spot is right around the corner from White Field. It's your home for handcrafted burgers, fresh cut fries, cold drinks, pizza, salads, and subs. Eat in or carry out. You'll always be treated like a regular at Bummies. Oh, you'll be back. Follow Bummies on Facebook for daily specials. Bummies on Main. Come hungry, leave happy.
Hi, this is Chris from Case Up Service Center. Have you ever gone to a big box store and you feel like people are paid on commission? And it's an upsell here, and it's an upsell there. And it's not like maybe you don't need those things, but the fact that you have to question, the fact that you're not quite sure if they're working for your best interest or not, I would be concerned by that. At Case Ups, we don't have that conflict of interest. We have one boss, and it's you. Case Up Service Center, located in Johnstown, Granville, and online at k-seps.com.
Case Ups, quality you can trust.
Turn your trash into a win with Win Waste Innovations. With Win Waste Innovations as your trash and recycling provider, your garbage will be handled locally, reliably, and sustainably at every step. Building on the legacy of Waste Away and Adkins Disposal, our team in Heath delivers custom waste solutions for homes and businesses across Central Ohio, all backed by 7-day-a-week customer service. Visit win-waste.com or call 1-866-WIN-WASTE.
Hot shingles need nailed? We admit that our advertising is raising a few eyebrows, but that's the point. At Mike's Roofing, we want you to think about your roof, your windows, and your siding. Paying attention to these things can make a big difference in the value of your home. A small change today can pay for itself in energy savings tomorrow. Mike's Roofing is Licking County proud, voted by their customers to pass 4 years the best of the best. Best roofer, cider, and window company. Hot shingles need nailed? Mike's Roofing. .net.
You're listening to the High School Football Game of the Week, brought to you by Kasep's Auto Body and Service Center and Lashley Tractor Sales, here on K98.7.
Brian Mays, Garrett Wando back here at Watkins Memorial, where the Warriors on senior night and the Battle of Broad Street defeat Licking Heights by a final of 36-18. It was 14-12 at halftime. Watkins with just a 2-point lead, but a stellar defensive effort by the Hornets, I should say by the Warriors in the second half. Then a couple of touchdowns, solid drives by the Watkins Memorial Warriors, and then a late touchdown, then also a kickoff return by Arthurs for Reynolds, or I should say Reynoldsburg, for Licking Heights gets the final score of 36-18, but really was a complete effort offensively and defensively in the second half by Watkins, once they decided what they wanted to do.
Right. Yeah, and that's what, I mean, the big critique from both of us here tonight was, you know, your offensive line, I think it's the MVP for Watkins.
Yep.
And really your defensive line, too, just because of the way you dominated the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball is what led to your success in the second half. No matter who was carrying the ball, they were able to pick up, seemed like 5-6 yards a carry, so they had a multitude of guys doing that. And then defensively, all the success that Licking Heights had in that first half was completely non-existent in the second half. All those deep shots that were kind of, you know, keeping them in the game, giving them momentum on offense, they did not hook up at all in the second half. And then the rushing game, whenever they tried to establish that, Watkins was not having that either. They were dropping them in the backfield. No one was able to get anything going. And then also just putting pressure on the quarterback as well. So just really the second half adjustments by Watkins is what really sealed this one for them. And I think, yeah, too, just, you know, we saw at times, you know, overthinking it, I think, on offense, which is what we've seen, you know, at times last year. But once they commit, you know, we see how good, you know, this football team can really be, because this is, you know, a really good team. And, you know, despite what the record says, they can be dangerous.
And they have to clean up some things. I mean, three turnovers you just can't have, with a couple of them in the opposing team's territory. You have opportunities to score. But, again, I look at all the weapons. It's just, how do you use them? How do you keep them involved? They seem to figure that out. And again, I'd love to see Ricketts get the ball more. They tried one deep pass to him in the second half. Otherwise, yeah, they went to the running game. And I like Tolliver and April as well. I mean, I think they'll throw some wrinkles at Licking Valley next week because, again, they've got the talent on the skill positions to make it happen. It's just the confidence of Drew Samsel. If he has that confidence like he threw that touchdown pass to John April in that fourth quarter, they can be a very, very dangerous ball club. They won a game on the road last year in the playoffs and then took Janelle Winchester down to the wire and just lost by a final 7-3. So when they put it together, I think this is a scary, scary team moving forward. They're going to be in the postseason now after getting the victory. And I think for Licking Heights, it's just still a learning process. You're banged up. We see Jake Lapinto sitting here on the bench while the rest of the team is headed to the locker room. He played his heart out. He wanted to be involved in this game. I was told if he did not have to, if it wasn't Watkins this week, he wouldn't have even tried to play. So you know he's probably maybe not even at 50%. But it was his last go around in this matchup, and he's just, I'm sure, just soaking it in right now, wishing what might could have been. And that's what kind of high school football is out about. He's an outstanding player, and I think he will do great at Robert Morris.
Yeah, he's going to be playing at the next level. And, I mean, you know, there's only so much you can do, you know, being banged up like that. So, you know, he played a good game tonight, though, too, despite, you know, being being banged up. You know, he had that big run, which did set him up in field goal position. But, yeah, like you said, just injuries for Heights, you know, and just kind of what could have been here tonight, you know, if they were fully healthy. But they gave Watkins really their best shot here tonight.
Yep.
And they played a really good game. It just, you know, once Watkins figured out what they were trying to do in the second half, there just wasn't really much for them to do. But they had opportunities. They forced some turnovers. They got in the red zone multiple times. They just weren't able to capitalize on it.
And, again, that's probably the best defense we've seen Watkins play in quite a while. They really were solid, especially up front. So they get the 18-point victory, 36-18. We'll wrap it up after our final timeout as you've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
Carpenter's Market in Somerset, proud supporter of all area high school football teams, invites you to stop in and stock up on all the meat, deli, and dairy items you need. They're open 7 days a week and have the best selection of local produce and local beef. While you're in the store, be sure to check out their weekly specials. You'll save real money on their discounted meat boxes. They're the ideal place to stock up for the colder weather to come. Look for Carpenter's Market on Facebook and at 103 South Columbus Street in Somerset.
How far do you have to go to get expert surgical care? To have access to state-of-the-art minimally invasive technologies? To be treated by top-notch surgeons you can trust? Turns out, you don't have to go far at all, because right here at Knox Community Hospital, we can treat a wide range of conditions, from gallbladder to breast cancer surgeries. And we've assembled a team of expert surgeons who can get you back home sooner than you ever thought possible. Learn more at kch.org.
Now, back to high school football, brought to you by Mike's Roofing and Win Waste Innovations on Kate 98.7.
Our next Licking County locker room will be Monday night as we spotlight the Utica Redskins. Tough one tonight against North Johnstown, but we'll have them for you. Ship Brothers Brewing, 6:30, Monday evening right here on Kate 98.7. And week number 10. We will head to Hanover for the Licking Valley Panthers against these Watkins Memorial Warriors as the Valley Panthers try to clinch the league title outright, and Watkins tries to say, nope, we want a share of that too. We'll have all the action for you from Randy Boffman Stadium with the pregame at 6:45 and the live kickoff at 7 p.m. Thanks to Ethan. Great job back at the studio. For Garrett Wandle, this is Brian Mays. Again, your final from Watkins, Battle of the Broad Street, goes to the Warriors, 36-18 over Licking Heights. Have a great rest of your Friday and weekend, everybody. You've been listening to the High School Football Game of the Week on Kate 98.7.
This has been high school football on K98.7. Tonight's game was brought to you by Houston Plumbing and Heating, Lincoln Memorial Health Systems, Kaseps Auto Body and Service Center, Lashley Tractor Sales, Mike's Roofing, and Wind Waste Innovations.